I live? Hello. I am. Turn that thing down, buddy. Can you turn that background music down? Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Tom. What? Am I live?
You're live.
I'm live. I'm back. How about that? I'm holding a microphone in my hands talking on the best show for the first time in a long time. Well, how about that? And I am here and I'm doing my show. Am I home? No, I am not home. I am in Toronto still because this nightmare does not want to end and it will not stop. Apparently I did something wrong at some point and now I am paying the price. No, I'm having a great time and I'm working and this is what work is. That's why it's called work, because you don't get to make it what you want to make it sometimes, but you make it because you make work happen, and I'm working and I'm having fun working. So I am not an ingrate. I don't take it for granted. I'm here doing what I do. Sure, would I like to be back in New Jersey? Of course I would. That's where I'm from. Do I miss everybody? Yes, I miss everybody. I can't take the missing anymore. I miss so much. I miss my wife. I miss my dog. I can't take it. But I'm here. And you know what matters, though? Enough of that, because that's what I do for most of every day is silently cry to myself. I'm sure Mike loves that. Mike loves it. He's the ghoul. Right? You there, Mike? He left. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, Mike. How about that? So I say to you, my friends, the best show is live tonight. Tom in exile, still in Tom Ronto, Tom Horton, doing it. The T dot stands for Tom, and the dot stands for the dot on the map above the border of the United States and Canada on Toronto, because that's where I am, because it's Tom Ronto, baby, and we're back and we're doing it. And I'm sure you all just won money on HQ, so come on, swing over and celebrate. Listen, the best show, you know what we're doing tonight? We're doing Tom Can't Complain 3. Oh, what a – everybody loves when Tom can't complain, right? Everybody loves it, yes? Do you? I do. But what happens is you call up, you call the number, and I'll give the number out in a second. But you call up and you just drive me nuts and I have to take it. And the kicker on this one is I don't even have control over the board on this. Pat does. Mike does. Dudio is on assignment tonight, I'm told. So, that's how it goes. I got to take it. And every time I lose it, every time I complain, I got to make a donation to the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. Every time. We'll start that probably around 10 o'clock. We'll start Tom Can't Complain. But in the meantime, why don't we start the best show proper? Pat, would you play the theme music, please? Back again. buddy?
You sure are.
I am. Well, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to the best show in exile. Still here in Toronto. Still here holding it down. Still here trying to do what we do. But we do it. We do it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm doing what I do. I'm up here. I'm in Toronto for work. Getting by. We're doing it, guys. It happens. Here we are. I am working on a TV show, and it's an undertaking, and it keeps you. It's a great work, but it keeps you away from the people you love, and I miss all of you. I miss my wife. I miss my dog. I miss you, Pat.
I miss Mike.
I miss you. No, he's not there. Whatever. That's all right. One-way street. That's fine. Can't worry about that. Is Mike even there, Pat? Did he leave?
He is. I have the door closed this week, so you can't hear him as well.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't close the door on Mike. I don't close the door. I look at that as a slap in the face to Mike. But, so guys, tonight we are doing Tom Can't Complain. Tom Can't Complain. Now, what is Tom Can't Complain? Well, Tom Can't Complain. We've done it two times before. And it is you, the best show listener, you call and you start talking to me and you say, and like, you don't just say whatever you want in terms of filth. It's not filth. Of course I'm going to complain if you call and start dropping filth on me. But you just, you get on my nerve. You got to call and you try to get on my nerves and you talk to me. And now the kicker is, here's the rub for this whole thing. Here's the whole thing. I can't hang up. I don't even have control of the board. Usually we do Tom Can't Complain. I'm sitting there. I could still hang up on you. Now I can't. I can't even hang up on you. I can just take it. It's truly. And every time I complain, every time you get to me, I got to make a donation to this food bank, the community food bank in New Jersey, one of my favorite. My favorite charities. And look, charity is a huge part of the best show. I know it's not so much a part of other podcasts. I hear some of these other shows and they doesn't seem to be an issue for them. Charity, donating, doesn't seem to motivate, doesn't seem to move the needle for them. Some of these shows, I'm not going to name names. Well, first of all, some of these shows, I know they make piles of money. You should see some of the money some of these shows make. Look, we do well. Best Show does really well. We got the Patreon set up, patreon.com/thebestshow. That's how it goes over there. You generously give to it, and we generously – we appreciatively send things to you. We give you the show. We give you bonus content, and then we send you things in the mail, and we give you bonus things whenever we can, and I'm going to give you more as soon as I get back. There's going to be more when I get back. Once I'm back in reality, you get all of it. I'm back. I'm dedicated to the best show then, my friends. Right now, I'm split focus. Still split focus. I'm doing bad. I got one hand tied by my back. I still do better than any of you people. I hear these other podcasts. Lazy bones sitting around. They're not even phoning in, but they're phoning in. And I'm actually phoning it in right now. I'm doing better than there. And I've been cranking, working like nobody's business all week. All weekend, during the week. Don't stop. I still bring it for the best show. You know why? Because I love it. I love the show so much. And I love you, the listener. I appreciate it. Patreon.com/thebestshow. That's how we keep this thing going. But it's not about that. And it's definitely not about apmike.bandcamp.com. It is definitely not about that. Where, Mike, you still got those calendars? Does he still have the calendars? How are they selling? Yeah, I think about this. Christmas morning or whatever holiday you celebrate, and you open the thing and there's a calendar there under the Christmas tree, boy, what a treat that'll be. Saint Nick himself brings a calendar to you. An AP Mike ball. What is it called again? Scenes from a bar, what? Yeah, whatever. Go to apmike.bandcamp.com and check the thing out. Check it out. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm getting whatever. We'll talk more about things later. First, I just want to say, people are saying, are you doing No Dudevember this month? You know, the month of November when we don't have, dudes call the show. I'm postponing that right now. I can't do it correctly. So I'm just trying to get through and do these shows and then everything's rescheduled. What about Cattober, you're asking? Yes, Cattober we will do an all cat show as soon as I'm back. A tribute to cats is on its way. As soon as I get back, No Dudevember will do all of it's on hold right now. Just hit the pause button a little bit. Hit the pause button. But we'll pull it back. It'll be very soon. Any calls, Pat? All right. Well, let me just say first of this, who do we just hear? What music did we just hear? We heard Ian Svenonius' band, Escapism put a record out and the song is called, I forget what that song's called. That's right. Walking in the Dark, on Merge Records, Escapism, Introduction to Escapism. Great, great record, great band, great guy, great label, Merge. Can't go wrong with any of it. Wait, what was that? What was that?
That was a dog.
A dog. Oh, must be nice.
Sorry.
Must be nice. Oh, my dog, her sweet face. Poor little good and poochy. You sweet mutt. So we heard that. We'll hear other stuff during the show. Let's take a call now. Give me the first call, please, Pat, if you could.
You're on live with Tom on The Best Show.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
My name's Spencer. I'm from L.A.
Spencer, you're from L.A. Where in L.A. are you from?
I'm actually from Burbank. That's where I am right now.
So you're not from L.A. You're from Burbank. California. Just be honest. Well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to show off? You're from Burbank. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with being from Burbank, but just own it.
Okay.
I'm not from L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be in L.A. before I moved here about two years ago.
Before you moved to Burbank, where you currently live. So it's Spencer from Burbank. What's going on in Burbank? Look, Burbank's fine. You got all sorts of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Paquito Moss there, right? It's very nice.
Right.
A little sunny sometimes you eat there. Sun blasting your face. But it's a good one. You got a good Paquito Moss out there. Not nuts about where they have the salsa station in comparison to the counter and the tables. Could use a little bit of a rethink. The bathroom situation is abysmal at that one. You have to go outside. Not outside,
that
like
be
behind a tree, but it's like the bathroom is outside. But it's Paquito Moss. You don't think I wish I had Paquito Moss? You should see the food up here. Holy moly, the food up here. Oh boy. People are saying, oh Tom, look how much weight you're losing. Yeah, you know what I'm on? It's called the Canada diet. Oh, what's that? Go to Canada and then you don't want to eat food.
Right. I don't know, man.
Hey, I don't know either, Spencer. What are you doing? What's going on, Spencer? What's going on?
All right. So you follow me on Twitter for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why that happened.
If that'll make you happier, glad I'll unfollow you.
Were
you feeling the pressure? Were you nervous when you tweet?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Got sweaty palms? You worried Tom's not going to be happy with you?
Oh, I know you're not.
Who are you? Now I got to see who you are. Now you've catted my fancy. You've got my cat fancy.
That's kind of why I'm calling, too, because I want to know what's going on.
All right,
you know?
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
Spencer Crinden. On the Twitter, I'm the Sixler.
Yeah, no, you're the Dungeon Master dude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we met before. You're Dan Harmon's Dungeon Master.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that that's your deal, right?
Right, definitely. I don't remember meeting. Did we meet? I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Look, it's all right. I'm very forgettable. Very forgettable. Don't worry. I get it. Message received, Spencer. Here's the deal, Spencer. You know where we met?
No.
Do you remember CISO? Remember CISO?
Yeah, of course.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen is when you and your Dungeons and Dragons cohorts did a live presentation at the CISO launch thing. And I'm going to say this, Spencer, and I'm saying it with nothing but love, buddy. I went to this thing at some godforsaken theater that also had the Divorce premiere, which was another one of these free falls I seem to regularly be on, where I'm just not sure where the floor is. I think I found the floor. Nope, not yet. Trap door. I went to this theater to watch the launch of the mighty CISO network.
Right.
And I go to this thing, and then some dude gets on stage and does like a Steve Jobs routine, but it was about like Monty Python or something. He's like,
Evan.
Yeah, what we're doing here is it's a pretty exciting thing. We got a channel. It's going to be an online channel where we play comedy. It's kind of like Netflix, but for comedy. Are you following me? And he always did that. Are you following me? Does that make sense? Which is something that people do when they are weirdly condescending and doing like a lecture. Does that make sense? Yeah, it makes sense.
And
it's Netflix
with comedy
on it. None of us are struggling, scratching our heads right now. We're all with you. And then he's like, we got a special treat. We got – what's your show called again? Dungeons & Dragons Live? What is it?
Harmon Quest. We're actually
Harmon
taping
Quest.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
If people can sign up for tickets for free at harmonquest.com.
All right. Don't plug the thing. That's trashy. That's trashy,
okay.
Spencer. That
I don't know.
Was just – you are better than that. So then
– Are you complaining?
It didn't start yet.
Okay, right.
And your podcast is one of the ones that's a little tight with the charity, by the way. I don't see Harmon Quest writing any checks.
Yeah, that's true. Apparently you can't, like, advertise about it. Otherwise, it's like it causes, like, legal problems. You just have to say, oh, yeah, we just did this. You can't, like, say we're going to do this.
Yeah, well, then do it and then say you did it. What's so difficult?
That's a good idea.
What? You're not sure how the front half of charity works?
No.
What, do you go do it? Yeah, I hear this Harmon Quest is on this list of cheapo podcasts. Got the T-Rex arms over there, a little short, stubby arms, not going into the pockets. I'm trying to talk in terms you'd understand, dinosaurs and monsters and such.
Right.
So I watch this thing, and then you guys proceed to play Dungeons & Dragons live on stage. I'm not going to say anything besmirching anybody. Let's say it was a very loose game of Dungeons & Dragons. People were feeling good playing Dungeons & Dragons on stage. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, if you found it at all entertaining, that was one of my worst performances in my life. Low point.
Oh, no. I looked at your face. I watched you. I think I watched you die a little bit inside.
Oh, yes.
That's I think why I followed you.
Was
after
that
night. I was like, this guy needs all the help he can get. He looks like he's about to walk into the Hudson after tonight. You're going to keep going down 23rd Street right into the Hudson.
Yeah. It was rough. Yeah.
No, you were not happy that. You were not a happy dungeon master that night.
No, I rarely am.
So what's the secret? What's the secret to Dungeons? Give me some shortcuts here. What should I be? A chaotic elf? I'm going to do this thing?
Oh,
what should I be?
Easily go. Yeah, chaotic elf rogue.
I can't. Look, I don't have time to play that thing. I wish I could, but then it's like, I got things to do. I wish I could sit back and play Dungeons and Dragons like you guys on Dungeons. What's it? Harmon Quest.
Yeah, Harmon Quest.
And is it named after Dan Harmon? It's named after him, right?
Yeah, I was trying to steal his name recognition.
Sure. Is he still on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell him I said hi. I've known Dan. I've known Dan for a long time.
Known really?
Dan for a long time.
That's awesome.
Knew him back when he was a young boy in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow, right? So what's up, Spencer? What's up, Spencer, from Burbank?
I truly just called to talk about Harmon Quest because we need more people.
Oh. Yeah, I'll say this. You know, I probably followed you because you're funny on Hollywood Handbook. Another show that's tight with the charity.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
You know, between the two of us, we can make it happen. We can make him give a charity.
Wait, hold on. What? Between the two of us, what?
We could squeeze him for some charity money.
You squeeze yourself.
Yeah.
Starts at home. Starts at home, cheapo.
Yeah.
Cheapo Trap House. That's your name. That should be the name of your podcast. Right?
That could be good. That's better.
Cheapo Dwarf House. That's it. I'm calling your show right now. Cheapo Dwarf House.
Oh, man. That could be good.
It is good, because I said it. Because what do you think? Oh, you're warming me up on this. Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry.
Do me a favor, my friend. What is it? It's 6:30 where you are?
Yeah.
Go to Paquito Mas, get an ahi tuna burrito, and pour a little bit out for me out there on Olive. Right. What street is that on? Olive?
Yeah, Olive Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah. Pour a little bit out for me, huh, buddy?
Okay.
And who's the other guy on that Dungeons & Dragons live show? What is that?
Jeff Davis from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's right, from Whose Line Is It Anyway? You can't get that other dude from Whose Line Is It Anyway on that thing? Has he ever swung by? Has he ever swung by and been doing elf dance?
No. We had a Greg Proops on one time to be a unicorn, but that was a long time ago.
Well, that's a treat. And what did he lecture everybody about how smart he is?
Yeah, it was pretty good. He knew the names of a lot of things.
Of course he did. Look, God bless everybody. I got room for everybody in my heart. I got room for everybody in my heart. God bless all of you. Y'all earned I don't know what you earned. But you know what? Give some money. This is what I want you to do. Next time, take your wizard hat off and pass it around the table.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
I get
next
to
time
go
you meet up
these,
on Cheapo Dwarf House, take your wizard hat off, pass it around. Drop some. Get Dan to drop some of that Rick and Morty money in the thing, and then you give it to a California food bank.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And tell him I said hi. Tell Dan I said hi. He's always very nice.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Have a great grand night. Evening. Did I answer your non-question?
Yeah.
You phony. I just wanted to know why you follow me on Twitter. Me.
Well, you.
The Dungeon Master on Harmon Quest. I was wondering why you were following me.
No, we met, though. I don't.
Yeah,
that's what I
said.
Don't
hi to you. I said hi to you. You looked very unhappy that night.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
All right.
That's probably why I didn't remember.
Sorry.
So the look of agony in your face.
Yeah, it was probably pretty oblivious.
All right, hang up on this. Hang up on this guy. This guy's driving me up the wall.
Bye.
Up on him. What did he just say?
He started to say bye, but I hung up in the way you usually do.
Good. Yeah. So, look, my friends. Now I feel warmed up. I knocked that dude around for a little bit. Now I'm in the – now I got a rhythm going here. Mike, is Mike in there?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, all right. You're driving me nuts. Go order pizza. Go order your beloved pizza, you and your pizza. I tell you one thing. The pizza up here is so bad in Canada. and they it's bad enough that it's bad. You know what they do? They cut it in half. It's like it's two slices. It's bad enough. I can eat two bad slices. Stop slicing it down the middle. What are we having an eighth grade birthday party? You gotta take a normal slice and cut it in half. It's like a school party when they like school, like cheapo school when they had to stretch the pizza. So they're cutting it and it's like, wait, that's not a slice. Remember you get like pizza at school, you'd be like, hey, we're gonna have pizza. Hey, that's not a slice. What? Yeah, that's a school slice. The pizza up here, they cut it down the middle. And it tastes like cafeteria, school cafeteria pizza. It's very exciting. Next thing they should just do is have a three-pack of cookies available at the register that I can buy and then realize I don't have any money on me because I didn't get any from my parents that day. So watch some other kid eat the cookies at the pizzeria. Just let's bring it all back out. Let's let it all bubble back out of me here, right? Don't worry. I'm all alone all the time. That's fine, too. Pat, any other calls?
Line 2 and 3.
Give me line 3.
You're on with Tom on The Best Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is John from South Hollywood.
John from South Hollywood? What, are you making neighborhoods up? There's no such thing as South Hollywood.
You know, it's by Pico and West Third.
Yeah, no, that's called Hollywood. South Hollywood. What, you hanging out swingers? You think that's your own neighborhood, swingers?
You know, it's just the southernmost part of Hollywood.
Yeah, okay. Who do I know this, John? Do I know this, John?
Do you know me? No.
Okay, all right. What can I do for you, John? What can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering about your thoughts on the Carmelo Anthony situation.
Oh, it's very simple. With the Rockets? The Rockets are trash. Rockets are trash. Mike D'Antoni, the coach of the Rockets, is a big pile of trash. He's getting what he deserved. I'm glad Carmelo Anthony got his revenge on the Rockets after this dude jobbed him as a Knicks coach. Carmelo Anthony did a sneak attack, blew up the Rockets. That's what I call revenge. Because this is what happened. For people who don't know basketball, Carmelo Anthony, I love Carmelo Anthony. He's this great, one of the all-time greatest scorers in basketball. I was watching the basketball game up here the other night, right? And look, this team, the Toronto Raptors, are up here, and I like them a lot. And I like the guy on the team, the new Kawhi Leonard. I'm a big fan of him. So I'm watching them, and I wanted to go to a game, and the tickets are expensive, and I couldn't get over because of work. Blah, blah, blah. So then I go over, and I'm watching it at home. At home. Oh. Yeah, I was home watching it here in this a chrome encasement that I've been living in for the last, I think, four or five years, I think I've been here, right? Is that what it is? So I'm in my biodome, and I says to myself, let's watch the basketball game. So I put it on, and then this announcer on this thing, one of these homers, I hate the players never do wrong on their team. So then I'm watching this thing, and this guy goes, he's like, whoa, he's weighing in on Carmelo Anthony, and I bet you this guy was never a good three-point shooter, and he's really more. If this guy was on the Raptors, you'd be polishing his car right now. You homer, I almost just cursed right now. Oh, boy, I just came very close to cursing, and it was the F word, I almost said.
So you think Carmelo just goes from team to team and trashes them?
I could not hear you there. Say that again.
Sorry. You think Carmelo just goes from team to team and just like kamikazes them now?
Look, so he did it already. So then he's on the Knicks. It's Carmelo Anthony. Love him. And Then the Knicks get this new coach, this guy Mike D'Antoni. This guy's a loser, and he's lost at everything he's ever done, and he's a total flop and a failure. And but he's a high-end, big offense. We're running up and down. Oh, wow, that's a – oh, so you're not going to play defense. Great.
Right.
This will work. And then he – so then he starts playing, and he gets this guy, Jeremy Lin, this Harvard guy shows up, Jeremy Lin, right? This guy was on 19 different teams. He was collecting the uniforms of – it was basically – it seemed like he was in the NBA only to open up a memorabilia shop with his own name on the back of every NBA jersey. It seemed like that was his goal. So he shows up. He plays for the Knicks. He gets hot for a weekend, literally a weekend. I watched the game with my father, and we were like, who's this guy? And then I look online. Oh, he's been on 11 different teams already. That's why we didn't know who he was. He goes off, scores 20-something points, and then he does it again. And then suddenly it was Linsanity took over New York. And this coach, Mike D'Antoni, he says, oh, well, you know what we got to do is Carmelo Anthony has to fit his game around Jeremy Lin. What? This guy's been hot for a weekend. This other guy's one of the best scorers in the history of things. So he's like, why don't you just play to complement Jeremy's game, Carmelo? This Harvard, this egghead out there on the floor. He's playing. First of all, he plays with an ascot, which I found very weird. He played with an ascot, and he would always have his Harvard diploma in his hands. He would, which limited his ability to dribble effectively. That he dribbled with a diploma in his hands. Yeah. And it was not good for his diploma either. His diploma was getting all beat up out there. So he wants to like ruin this Carmelo Anthony's amazing game for this fly by night this one hit one, like the pet rock of the NBA for that year. He was like the novelty song. You know what I mean? What's a novelty song, yeah. John? Give me a novelty song.
Monster Mash?
Sure. He was the Monster Mash. He was – no, he wasn't even like that. He was like – who let the dog – he was like who let
Lollipop?
Thank you, Mike. He was like who let the dogs out of the NBA?
Bad Touch.
What?
Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
No, he wasn't like the Bloodhound Gang.
So do you think any team
could
use
the Bloodhound Gang? The guy who, you know, who was the Bloodhound Gang of the NBA was Birdman. He was literally, if the Bloodhound Gang became a basketball player, that dude, Birdman. Remember that guy, Birdman?
Yeah, he won a championship with the Heatles.
Yeah, he got a ring with guys who won a championship. He was there to also receive a ring because – because to qualify, you need a certain amount of players on your roster. And they were giving all the money to three guys, and they had to get guys like Birdman to get the rest of it.
So this guy
was like a one – he was like a one-hit wonder. He was like a one-hit wonder, and it's this bum of a coach wants to hand the whole team over to him. It'd be like throwing all your favorite records out because you got Who Let the Dogs Out, right?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Just like, this is going the distance. Who let? Then suddenly, like a week and a half later, you're like, I think I hate Who Let the Dogs Out. Or it would be actually what happened was just didn't the guy hurt him? It got hurt, and suddenly it's like, yeah, my Who Let the Dogs Out CD skips now, and I don't have any other records left. So then what he does is, so he ruins the team basically. So then Carmelo Anthony moves on. He signs this. Mike D'Antoni starts coaching the Rockets. And they sign Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony signs with – why is he back with this coach? You know why? Because he just submarined him. He showed up, stunk up the team, and they're not good now. They were great last year. They're not good now. That's called revenge, baby, and he just dropped a heaping serving on them. So that's what I think of that.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
What's going on in Southern – I've been wondering, how are things in Southern Hollywood tonight?
Oh, South Hollywood's great. It's a melting pot. There's a lot of culture here.
Where do you like to eat in Southern Hollywood? I seem to be asking about food a fair amount because there's nothing to eat up here.
I like this place, Uncle Polly's Deli.
Uncle Polly's?
They have sandwiches.
There's no such place.
Look it up, Uncle Polly's Deli.
I'm looking it up. How about where do you go? You go to Jerry's Famous? Where you go there?
That's a little too touristy for me.
Ooh, excuse me. How about Paquito Moss? You like Paquito Moss? I like Paquito Moss a whole lot.
I haven't heard of that. Sounds good. What kind of food is it?
Oh, it's Swedish food. What do you think it is?
Cuban or Spanish or Mexican?
It's Mexican food. It's tacos and burritos. It's great. Do yourself a favor.
I'll check it out.
Get in your car.
Okay.
Drive to the Paquito Moss off the 101 at get off at Barham and then hook a left. Go back down the other way. You'll hit a Paquito Moss in a parking lot there. Go do that for me, huh? Would you?
Okay.
And tell him Tom sent you.
I'd love to.
Yeah. What do you like?
Have you been to Leo's Taco?
What's that?
Have you been to Leo's Taco?
Leo's Tacos. No, I haven't.
It's Al Pastor.
Hang up on this guy. This guy's dropping nuts. Give me line five.
You're on with Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom. It's Dr. Florgner.
Dr. Florgner, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm sorry to call you so late, but
yeah.
I just wanted to put your mind at ease.
Uh-huh. Actually, let me just say, this is my dentist. Just for people listening, I know you don't know, this is my dentist, Dr. Kenneth Florgner, so...
Wait, are you on the air now?
Am I on the air now? Yes. You called.
Oh,
Dr. Florgner, you just called.
Oh. Hey, well, that spot we saw on your rear molar was an X-ray glitch, and it wasn't a cavity. So you're good for next year.
Oh, wow. That's great news. That's great news. Thank you, doctor.
One caveat. You're good for next year as long as you cut back on that chewy, ooey, gooey candy you love to talk about.
Oh, you know me and my – what do I always talk about? It's like I always say chewy, ooey, gooey candy. It's my favorite.
You do. You always say, I can't wait, because you always get a clean bill of health. And then you immediately say, I'm going to go out and ruin it with that chewy, ooey, gooey candy I love.
Yeah. I don't know how I can even restrain myself sometimes from coming in with a mouthful of it.
We crack up about it after you leave.
Oh, wait. So this is like a funny thing for you guys?
It is, yeah.
Like, is it funny? Like, funny like everyone's... talking about it in the office?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go, isn't he great? And everyone goes, yeah. And then we laugh.
Oh, that's nice. I can take that. That's a nice – yeah.
You're one of my favorite patients, for sure.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Doc. And you're my favorite dentist.
Oh, that's – I'm your only dentist, I hope.
That's true. I know I'm not your only patient.
Well – that's kind of why I'm calling you.
That's what you're calling about?
Kind of.
Okay. What do you – how so?
Well, look, I know you haven't been in Newbridge for a few weeks.
Yeah, I've been away.
Let's just say things took a very weird, very bad turn for me on Halloween.
Okay. What happened?
Well, you know, I like to get dressed up for Halloween, and I love to have the whole staff get dressed up, too. And I love for us to have a theme. Like, one year we were superheroes, one year we were the Newbridge Ratmen, one year we were the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of you guys as the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
It was pretty cool, right?
It was. You were Dickie, right?
Of course I was Dickie.
Yeah. Well, because you're the main guy, and everybody else was kind of
the dancer.
Yeah. So you like to really go for it on Halloween?
I do, yes. And this year I thought it would be great if I was Richard Simmons and my staff were aerobics instructors. So I went all out, as I always do. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of research, and I created an outfit that was identical to what Richard wore in the 80s. You know, striped super short shorts, puffy white sneakers, rhinestone tank top. I even got a perm.
You even what?
I even got a perm.
You got a perm. So you really went, yeah, okay. So you really went over, you really went full out, full on with your costume.
I did. And I thought the patients would love it. You know, I'd run into the room all sweaty and I'd do aerobics for 2 or 3 minutes, all the while screaming at the patient to keep up. And it was going to be really fun, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand your spirit with it. I understand that. But, I mean, how did it go over in practice?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but it turns out my patients didn't think it was fun.
They didn't think it was fun?
No. I had five patients in separate rooms, all ready for cleanings, fillings, checkups, root canals, at 9 a.m. on the dot. And by 9:30, they were all gone.
Hold on one second. What is that? There's music playing. Why is there music playing? Pat? Doctor, hold on. Doctor?
Yes.
There was music playing for a second. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I heard it.
What was that? Hold on, doctor. This is disrespectful. This is my dentist, for goodness sake.
I think it was that band Red Rider.
You think that was the band Red Rider?
Tom Cochran's pre-solo band, yes, Red Rider.
Sure. Are we good, Pat? Okay. That was not on my end. So it was on... But it doesn't matter whose end it was on.
Tom, my time is very valuable.
Look, I know. I know, doctor. I apologize. Yeah, all right, Mike, don't laugh either. Muted on your end, please. I got to talk to my dentist here, for God's sake. So you're dressed as Richard Simmons.
See.
And you come in all sweaty.
Oui.
See, and we, okay, very, 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 very worldly.
I've been abroad, Tom.
Yeah. So you come in, and what happened, please?
Well, as I said, all my patients left. You're not going to believe this, but they told my receptionist, Betsy, that they didn't feel confident about my ability as a dentist anymore because of the outfit. I mean, I'm 57. I've got a spotless record.
And this really compromised your business.
Oh, it did, yes. And to make matters worse, the six people in the waiting room, they heard what was happening, and then they lost.
Okay, so you lost all your business.
Pretty much. Well, all for one day. And by 11 a.m., Channel 8 News was in the waiting room trying to get footage in an interview. And I tried to plead my case to their correspondent, Drake Sizemore. But he kept laughing at my outfit. All my scrubs were out getting clean, so I had nothing normal to change into.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
I had no recourse but to close up for the day. And, Tom, like I said, you're one of my favorite patients, and I really don't want to unload all this on you, but you're so easy to talk to.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Yeah, we love you here. You know, you always bring those wacky packages for me and the staff, and you hip us to all that cool music like Humble Pie and Effed Up. Love that stuff. I heard they have a new one.
They do. They have a new album out. You should check it out in the office. It'd be real great music to get.
I think it would, yes.
For when somebody's getting like dental surgery.
It's like reverse anesthesia.
Yeah, it'll get you fired up, which maybe is what you were going for with the Richard Simmons thing.
It was. I wanted people to you know, sweat it out with me.
Yeah, and
all right, so look.
So you really got hammered on the news.
I did, and then I got hammered that night.
How hammered? What do you mean?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I went out that night and I got very drunk at Los Amigos. They were having their annual Halloween fiesta, and Tom.
Yeah.
I fell in love that night.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh my God, I met the most amazing woman. Her name's Sheila, and she's so cool. And
Sheila.
Yes, and she was dressed as Wonder Woman. The full outfit. She looked amazing, just like Linda Carter. And you couldn't tell the difference. I mean, I can't tell you how hot she looked.
Okay, well, I'm glad you found somebody you're very attracted to.
Oh, it was great. Anyway, we got married that night. It was such a crazy night. We went to that all-night chapel out on Route 4003, and we got hitched.
I haven't been out on Route 4003 in a while since I've been here. I miss it.
It still looks a lot like, especially in the winter, that part of Minnesota where those killings happen in what do you call it, in Fargo.
Yes. It brings to mind, and you know what I love is being from New Jersey, and when you hear a Bruce Springsteen song and when he sings about that highway, it just really warms my heart. You know, when I hear him sing about old Route 4003.
And what's incredible is I think he has worked it into at least 17 of his songs.
Yeah. The original version, I heard demos for Born to Run, and it says it's like – in the days we sweated out on the street, the runaway American dream, and it just says, sprung from cages on highway 4003. And I guess it didn't fit, so he changed it to 9.
And to speak to that, I'm not sure if you've heard this, but the original demo of that song, does this bus stop, and was it 57th Street? Does this bus stop on Route 4003? Sir.
He had much better manners back then.
Well, back then, you know, he was, I'm not sure if you've ever heard this, but he was always scared that he was not going to make it as a musician, so he always had other jobs that he would fall back on. They were at these really straight places of employment, so he got very used to calling everybody sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like he was very service oriented.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. So, but getting back to my marriage.
You got hitched.
You know, things have cooled a bit, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I mean, I really do like Sheila, but something's missing. That night was just so magical.
The night you met her.
Yeah.
Where she was dressed as Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Okay. And that was like you got married
outfit.
That night?
Excuse me?
You got married that night.
We did.
So what is it like now? Like,
well, you know, it's pretty normal and you know, she dresses normally now.
Is there any chance, Doctor, and I don't know if this is what it would be, Dr. Flognor, you said something's missing.
Yeah.
Is what's missing, could it literally be the Wonder Woman costume that she was wearing when you met her?
Oh, I'm not that shallow. Come on. I don't know what just, it is. I'll just keep trying to work at it, I guess. Keep thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, but, you know, until that, you know, I need to also entertain the very real possibility that it's going to be over. And, you know, if I need to get out of that ditch, which ain't going to be cheap, you know, I'm going to need some dough, and I've lost like 60% of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you come in, Tom.
I'm sorry? What was
that?
That's
where you come in.
That's where I come in.
Yes.
Where do I come in?
I want you to direct and star in a commercial for Flournoy Dentistry.
Okay.
Well, you know, you're the biggest FB client we have since Barry Dworkin got arrested for flagrant desecration of a holy relic.
That is, and also, really such a disgrace. And I never expect much of Barry Dworkin anymore, but this was like low by, I was low by his standards.
I just can't believe he hadn't been on for so long.
That he had what? I couldn't hear you.
I couldn't believe he hadn't been on for so long. The relic.
Yeah. Very strange.
It was.
But
so come on, will you do it?
What you want me to do? What now? Be in a commercial?
I want you to direct and star in a commercial for me.
I don't know for your dentist office.
So I can get new clients. Come on, all I need is for you to say how great I am and how jealous you are of me and my mansion.
That I'm jealous of you? I'm not jealous of you though.
Why? You sure you are? I'm a dentist. I'm rich. Well, I was rich.
But I mean, look, whether you're rich or not, I don't care. You're a good dentist, but I'm not jealous.
All right. So you won't do it?
No.
Huh. Well, that's a real shame. You know, I'd hate for a couple zeros to be added to your recent bill. You know, looks like those sparkly silver Gucci veneers I put in about a month ago just got a lot more expensive.
Oh, so you're gonna just doctor the bill that you sent me, or that you're just gonna add zeros to it?
Well, I am a doctor, so doctor away, I guess.
That's not how it works.
Sure, it does.
I don't want to do your ad. I don't want to do the ad.
Dale!
Wait, what are you doing?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that just was. It sounded like you were singing or something.
Dale!
Wait,
I
think I know what that is. Are you doing Freddie Mercury live?
Yes. He did it in the movie.
Yeah, but he did it in concert before it was a movie. The actual Freddie Mercury did it.
No, he didn't. It's in the movie.
Yeah, but the movie's based on his life.
I know it was very true to. True to reality, you know, it pretty much followed their established timeline. You know, they formed, they played some shows,
mm-hmm.
They made their first album, and then they immediately signed on with Elton John's manager instead of having a terrible experience with a manager named Norman Sheffield, who Freddie hated so much that he wrote Death on Two Legs about him. And then in 1974, they go on their first U.S. tour, not opening for Mott the Hoople, where they play a song from 1978's jazz album. And then they record We Will Rock You in 1982.
Yeah, they record We Will Rock You after they record Crazy Little Thing Called Love or Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, that's how it was.
First of all, I didn't know you were such a huge Queen fan.
Oh, I love Queen. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, but I just,
I love Bomb, Bomb, Bomb. Number one box of dirt. Bomb, Bomb, Bomb. Number one box of dirt.
A number one box of dirt?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Well, I know it is Another One Bites the Dust. I don't think it's a number one box of dirt.
Well, why wouldn't it be that?
Because it isn't that.
Oh, I thought it was Steve walks slowly down the street. He collects boxes of dirt.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I just think it's cool that they are the only artist ever in the history of Earth to begin a song with the word Steve.
That might be true. I don't know. It makes me want to know more about Steve.
Doesn't it? Well,
why
we
wasn't
know for
Steve
sure. How do we know
movie?
About Steve so far? He enjoys walking, and he collects boxes of dirt.
See, I know he enjoys walking, and he enjoys I guess he likes walking around with a machine gun, right?
Well, I think he's a precursor to Rambo.
He's a precursor, not curse
yeah, crack, word. Crack Webster's dictionary, much? You don't sound like you do.
Yeah, well, it's not precursor word. It's precursor.
Oh,
doctor,
I thought it was like
you're troubling me here with this, doctor.
So are you going to do the damn ad or not?
No, I'm not going to do the ad.
Hmm.
Wait, ow! Wait, what? Something just...
Oh, is your whittle mouth hurting?
Yes, my mouth is hurting. My whittle... Yes. What was that?
I wonder. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if it's because I implanted a razor-sharp micro knife in your tooth 4 years ago, and I'm able to activate it and stab you by remote control. Could be that.
Oh, you please don't say you did that. Please.
Well, it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago you did this. So you were just preparing yourself to attack me at some point?
Oh, I put them in all my patients' mouths in case I need to use them later.
So you put little micro knives in everyone's mouth?
Razor sharp micro knives.
Yeah, no, I know it's razor sharp, it just stabbed me.
Yes, yeah. And if you didn't do the commercial, it's going to keep on stabbing you. Oh, no.
What?
I got to go. Sheila's coming up the driveway, and I need to put away that Wonder Woman costume.
You have the costume out?
Look, don't judge me. I judge you. And I'll tell you another thing. You better
what?
Do that commercial, or I'm going to make Dr. Dunch look like Hawkeye Fury. Bam! Just drop some flagrant laundry foams on your ass.
I don't... Hello? Is he gone?
He's gone, Tom.
Pat, I'm so sorry I snapped at you there, buddy. I'm so sorry. You know I don't mean it.
No, I was waiting for you to go back into the call so that I could edit it out later.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I didn't know what I wanted to make sure I still wasn't doing it myself. I just wanted to make sure I still wasn't doing it myself.
Wait, you mean playing the music?
Playing the music.
It wasn't you.
I know, but I didn't know that until you said something.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to figure out what was happening because I didn't touch anything. And what happened was, so Dudio's not here, as you mentioned.
Yes, he's on assignment.
Dudio gave me this computer that he left at the studio to use tonight for the Skype
call.
And this is his old machine. And off mic, you and I talked about queuing up a song for maybe later in the show for me to play
mm-hmm.
from an album I didn't have. So I clicked over to his Spotify app, and I queued it up. And then he is on assignment, decided to listen to a song of his choosing, and what Spotify does is it plays it remotely.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
He's not even listening to the show?
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but you said it. Yeah. Dudio's not listening to the show.
Oh.
So I'm sitting here trying to be as quiet as possible, board hopping, and then a song plays. And I had to quickly figure out that it was the Spotify and shut it down. What song was that? Well, Tom's doctor thought it was, let me think here, what was it? What did he say?
Look, I'm not dragging him through the dirt. He wants to listen to the show. God bless him.
Jason says it was Imperial Drag.
That's fine. No, he wants to listen to that over the best show. That's fine. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So
that's fine. Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Why would I that bother me?
That's something.
No, I know
about Spotify.
That's fine. He wants to listen to Spotify all night. That's great.
So,
yeah.
We no longer have that app running.
Oh, good, good. No, that app's not running anymore. Good, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Oh, we're doing great. Dudio's listening to Imperial Drag. You got Mike's off doing God knows what. Yeah. You guys order food? Did you order food at least?
Yeah, I actually ordered early, and it came right when we were talking, and then Mike came, so it's all still out there. But Mike got to eat.
What did he eat?
He had a, what was it, Mike? A cheesesteak? Yeah.
Ugh. Can you imagine how gross it smells in that studio now? I'm so glad I'm not there. First time I'm happy I'm not there. You guys stinking the place up with your parking lot food. Right? That's grease truck food. Yeah. Yeah, right. So, anyway, what was I saying? And look, Dudio, you want to listen to music? I gotcha. I don't want to listen to me either sometimes. I get it. I don't hear the sound of my own voice. I get it. But I gotta still keep doing the show, so. And what I gotta do next is Tom Can't Complain, Volume 3. Not Volume 3. These are not Black Sabbath albums. Tom Can't Complain 3. So how does this work? It's very simple. You call the number 201. 332, right? 201-332-3484. And you talk to me. And you do it in a way you're just trying to get my goat, right? Usually I can hang up on you when I get sick of it. I can't now. I didn't have control over the board. Usually when I've done this before, I've even had control over the phone bank. I don't now. So what I'll do, Pat, I'll talk to these people for an hour. And if I start complaining, you and Mike rule that I'm complaining. And also, I'm looking on the thing. I get a text from my own lady friend here. My own. She said I was complaining about the Rockets. No. And Canadian food and pizza and Canada in general. Yes, I was. The game didn't start yet. Now, what? Yeah, hang on. Okay, but now I see why you shut the door, Pat. Mike's driving me nuts.
You want to shut it again?
Yes, please. So this is what we'll do. You call 201-332-3484, and you get me to complain. If I can't take it, I start complaining. Then I have to make a donation to the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. What did we do last time, $50 a complaint?
Yeah, I think
You don't remember. Cheesesteak man. Ugh, probably got cheesesteak grease pouring out of his forehead. Yeah, shut that door. Thank you, Pat. So I say, let the game begin. Here we go.
You're on with Tom.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Jessica from Ireland.
Who is this? Jessica from where?
Ireland.
From where?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Where is that? Where is that, Jessica?
You know, beside Britain.
I could not understand you.
Beside the UK?
Oh, beside the UK. Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Sorry.
That's all right, Jessica. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What time is it in Ireland right now?
3 o'clock.
Okay. What are you doing? What do you have? What made you call the show tonight, Jessica?
Well, it's kind of unrelated to Tom Can't Complain. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I just started taking improv classes, and they haven't really been going so well.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you have, like, any advice for stage fright.
For stage fright?
Yeah.
So how long have you been taking these improv classes?
A couple weeks.
Okay. And how many people are in your class?
About 20 people.
Okay. And are you enjoying it outside of the stage fright?
Yeah, it's enjoyable to watch them, but I'm just not very good at performing it myself.
I would say you should just don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. You're allowed to just try it, and stage fright or nervousness with that is something that you can learn to, cope with, and just try to. What if you did this, Jessica? What if every time you were on the stage, you stopped calling it stage fright? What if you did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You stop calling it stage fright, and you just think of it as just you're excited to be up there, because that's what it is, right? You're anticipating what's going to happen, or you're not sure what's going to happen. So you've got all this energy that is just kind of hanging around inside you, and you're calling it stage fright, and then it feels then it can be stage fright because you called it stage fright. Hello.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Cut yourself some slack, Jessica. You're new at this. Just have fun doing it.
Okay.
And if it's not a good fit, then you don't do it.
Yeah. Okay, that's very helpful.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, you have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye. See? First call. Piece of cake. Next call, please.
I'm doing it.
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, welcome to The Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Okay. What's going on tonight, Lori?
Well, I'm hearing myself. Like it's an echo.
There's an echo.
Yeah.
Pat, is there something we can do about the echo?
Hang on.
Get that echo. We're looking into it.
Thank you.
How about now?
Nope. It's still there.
All right.
I can still deal there. With it.
You can deal with it. Okay. You can deal with the echo. How Lori can deal with the echo. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you still hear it?
So I'm here to talk about my favorite reality television show.
Just okay. I'll pay the $50. Hang up on her. I'm paying $50 on this one. Let's just do it. Can this call? I'm in for $50. I don't want to talk about Vanderpump Rules. $50. Bye. Next call.
You're on with Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
it's
who's
Dan
this?
Dan from Reno.
Who?
Dan from Reno.
Dan from Reno. What's going on in Reno tonight, Dan?
Well, I got one for the topic.
Okay, what do you got, Dan?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Yeah,
Featuring Sherry Lewis. Tom Skerritt, Yul Brynner, musical guest Erasure, and your host, Morton Downey Jr.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty good episode of SNL. I don't know what that cast is all about. Sherry Lewis or Jerry Lewis? Who's in the cast
Sherry
now?
Sherry Lewis.
Who?
Sherry Lewis.
Sherry Lewis. So the puppeteer of Lamb Chop is now on Saturday Night Live. Okay. No, look, there's off years. SNL has off years. And I did hear they did a podcast sketch this week, which I'm sure was a hoot. I didn't see it. Wait, is that complaining?
They featured Chapo Trap House.
What about Chapo Trap House?
They satirized them.
They satirized Chapo Trap House.
Yeah.
Don't
you have friends that write for SNL?
Do I now? I don't know if I do anymore. I don't know.
Why they would go with something so obscure as Chapo Trap House and not make reference to, you know, the best show.
Well, of course they're not. This is not a cultural reference point. The best show, like Chapo Trap House, is. So here we go. Yeah. Screw it. Those guys make a ton of money doing that thing, and all they do is moan about politics. And God love them. I've only heard about 15 minutes of the show. I just wish I had their money that they're making from their thing, because they are raking it in. And
amazing.
Put me down for another 50. Hang up on this guy, because I don't want to go down
everything
that road
I learned
either.
From politics.
I like the people from Chapo Trap House that I've met. So God bless everyone. Put me down for another 50. Can this guy? We're already 100 in now. People are hitting the sweet spots. That guy. How did that guy pinpoint that one? He hit SNL and Chapo Trap House, which I have barely ever heard. I'm not kidding. I have nothing against them. They seem like great people. I've met them. They're very nice. But I just wish they show up and then they get their thing and I'm looking up at them. They roll in New Kids in the Neighborhood. I'm looking up at them from the bottom of the hill, looking up at them. How'd that happen? How am I looking up at everybody? How'd that suddenly happen? How'd I end up in the toilet? This is still part of the initial complaint. I'm just getting my $50 worth. Next call, please.
You're on with Tom.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ollie in Somerville.
Ollie in Somerville. Somerville where?
Massachusetts.
Okay. How are things in Somerville?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. It's a little kind of cold tonight, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
I wanted to – I don't understand. I know it's – I think it's the part. There's like a lot of echo. It's Tom Can't Complain. I don't really know what that is. But, I wanted to call you guys to ask for advice for musical recommendations for a road trip I'm going to be making next week, pretty long. And, yeah, I was wondering if you guys had any recommendations for a good road trip album.
Good road trip album. Well, what kind of music do you like?
Well, I can tell you some of the stuff that I have, like, actually picked out. But, like, for some of them, like, I know I want to be playing certain bands, but I'm, like, between a couple albums. So, actually, maybe you guys can help me decide which one.
Okay.
So, Pretenders between one or two.
Wait, what, you want me to pick one of their albums?
Well, I'm, like, between them, so maybe you can be, like, the tiebreaker.
And is there a reason why you can't bring both?
Oh, that's a good point. I just have a lot of music to get through, so I guess I could play both.
Sure. Let's figure you can fit both Pretenders albums in.
Yeah, it's like a 10-hour road trip.
Okay. Well, there goes an hour and a half between those two
there
Pretenders
you go.
Albums.
Husker Du, Zen Arcade, or Flip Your Wig?
Again, well, just bring both of them. They're both top-notch records. Bring both, sir.
The Ramones, Leave Home, Road to Ruin, I guess both?
Bring both, sure.
Minutemen, What Makes a Man Start Fires at the Punchline?
Bring them both.
John Spencer Blues Explosion, Acme, or Now I Got Worried?
I would personally take Acme over Now I Got Worry, but bring them both.
Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, or Blonde on
Blonde? How many of these are we going?
Huh?
How many of these do you have, sir?
I mean, I've got a lot of stuff like picked out that I want to play, but some of it
this
is
maybe
you know,
the
just...
most uniquely annoying thing I've ever heard, and you're asking, is it the dumbest? It's truly the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone say. It's shocking how annoying this is that you're just naming good bands and good albums like good bands, but you want me to just okay, put me down for another. We're already at $150 on this thing already. Please hang up on this guy. That is such an oddly frustrating thing that guy just asked me to do. It's the definition of pointlessness what that guy was trying to get me to do. So yeah, there we go. Next call, please. How long have we been doing this? 12 minutes? Oh no, I'm gonna have to stay up here and keep working to pay for this food bank bill. Go ahead.
You're on with Tom.
Please.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
Yeah, bro. Wouldn't you like to know?
It's up to you. If you want to tell me who you are or not, that's your call, my friend.
Yeah, no, it's all right. But I did want to know, can I – I know it's Tom can't complain, but can the callers complain?
If you wish, sure.
Yeah, so I want to complain about all these Twitter celebrities, Twitter personalities, people with a couple thousand fans taking their complaints to the airlines whenever something goes wrong, like their flight is canceled or they lose their bag. And
sure.
Like this guy Jim Florentine, you know him, the comedian? The other day,
yeah,
like,
I do know who he is, sure.
Right, he's like at Delta, flying out to the West Coast, have a lot of business meetings. Thanks for getting me delayed. And, of course, Delta, you know, replies to him and everything and is like, oh, sorry, Mr. Florentine. Let's, you know, make sure we get this corrected because, you know, whatever. He had, like, a couple thousand retweets, a bunch of likes, things like that. And it's just like we're not your army, you know?
Most of the people retweeting him are probably on some no-fly list and couldn't even – give Delta or any airline any business. So it's kind of a moot point from that perspective. I don't know why Delta would hurry to please someone like that. This is not complaining, by the way. This is just wry observation.
Well, I mean, Florentine still got a little bit of heat. I mean, he had that Bob's Burger spot a couple years back, and I don't know. But
Wait, hold on. Back up again a second. Who was on Bob's Burgers?
Oh, yeah, Jim Florentine.
Well, I'm going to have to cross-reference this. Are you telling me the truth? Because you can't lie.
He had like a three-show arc. I think he was a customer in the burger shop.
Hold on.
I've done reading my research. But anyway, I wanted to kind of go from that into something you did last month around Halloween, in a similar vein.
Go ahead. Sorry, what was that?
No, I mean, you kind of did the same thing and, you know, with that whole haunted house in Toronto and kind of appealed to the masses and, you know, used your your celebrity to, you know.
Well, first of all, no one came through on that. So somebody tried to. It didn't happen. That's fair. I'll take the hit on that. I don't have a few thousand followers on Twitter, though. We're hanging around the high 90s, and I only ask for a little bit of help for something. And you also lied about the Bob's Burgers thing, so you're disqualified on this. You're a fibber, and I don't cotton to fibbers around these parts. Sure, was he in Beer League? Did he play Crispino in Beer League? Yes, he did. Was he the man on the street in the role play episode of Girls? Yes. Jim Florentine was. Did he play Kenny on Louie? Yes. Did he play the one night stand guy in the movie Trainwreck? Yes. Was he on Bob's Burgers? No. Hang up on this guy. He's a fraud. You can't lie during the game. That's not fair to me. Next call, please. Although he was trying to get me on this thing where I tweeted, because I really wanted to go to this haunted castle and couldn't. I was just looking for a little help from a friend in Toronto, and people did try to help, and I appreciate it. And it didn't go my way, but I still went up and got in the old-fashioned way. I smeared the truth. I waited a little bit. And then smeared the truth a little bit and got into the haunted castle. So, go ahead. Next call, please.
Your call is next at 201-332-3484. You will go right to Tom.
Hello?
We don't have any calls.
There's no calls.
Nope.
There's no more calls for Tom Can't Complain? Well, this is... I guess the show might be.
Mike's screening one right now. And your call can be right after that at 201-332-3484. That's 201-DEAD-HUG. We're going to this call right now.
I'm shocked that the calls are light tonight. Calls are light. That's fine.
You're on with Tom. Show's
brief. Look, I've been away for a while. I get it. I'm not home like I was, not doing the show live from the studio. Getting very close to complaining. Not complaining. Best show. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is John from Bloomington. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot. How are you, John?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. First time, long time.
Well, okay. Thank you for calling again. Or for
and,
the first time.
You know, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I realized something's missing.
Yeah. What do you think is missing, John?
I think it's Spike.
Oh, a long-time caller, Spike, who has not called in a long time. Yes, he used to call. He doesn't call so much anymore. It happens.
And I wonder if it's maybe because you guys had a fight.
Because I got what?
Because you guys had a fight?
Because we had a fight. No, I did not have a fight with Spike.
Well, it's kind of weird that he doesn't call anymore, don't you think?
Well, no, not particularly. I see him on social media, and I know he's out there. I know he's doing all right. Whether he calls or not is entirely his business.
Well, that's fair. And I had one other thing.
Okay, what's
that? So I just finished the new Chris Gethard book, and I realized your name was missing there. It's kind of weird, especially when Fred was discussed.
So I was not thanked in the Chris Gethard book.
Well, you know, Fred had a few lines there, and I was just waiting for your name to come up, and it didn't really show.
You mean in the course of the book?
Yeah.
So Fred is mentioned actually in the book?
Yes.
Not in the acknowledgments. Am I in the acknowledgments?
Just in the book.
Am I in the acknowledgments?
I don't believe so.
Well, do you have the book handy?
I actually listened to the audiobook, so I don't actually have the physical copy in front of me.
Okay. So Fred got mentioned in the thing. That's fine. Good for Fred. I don't besmirch my friends getting acknowledgement or having success. It's something I take pride in. All boats rise, my friend. All boats rise.
All right. Well, that's fair.
And I know where I stand with Chris Gethard in real life. I don't need to get mentioned in his book to be validated.
I just thought it was kind of weird because Fred seemed to jump off a little bit after he was on your show, and now he's getting mentioned in the Gethard book and just waiting for you to come up.
Look, that's fair. Fred, I was not paying Fred to be a part of this show. I mean, sure, I got Fred a job on another show, but that doesn't have anything to do with Chris. Chris hired Fred, and Fred made an impact on Chris, which is not surprising because Fred is a very memorable person. Yeah, and whether I'm in Chris's book or not, that's fine. Chris is entitled to tell whatever story he wants to tell.
And I just think it's kind of weird because I've, you know, picked up both of his books and I heard about him first from your show. So I feel as though you might be owed a little something from that.
That I might be what now?
Owed a little something from that.
No, I'm not owed anything. I feel the you can't in life. You do these things and you don't worry about the outcome. You don't worry about the outcome. You just do them because you know you're doing the right thing. And I try to do the right thing. It's all I can control, my friend. Can't control the outcome.
I believe you are doing the right thing. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. There was no complaining there, right?
Not that I heard.
Thank you, Pat. Any other calls?
We got a full phone bank.
Full phone bank. That's what I like to hear. Put someone through, please. How deep into this are we? We're about 20-something minutes in?
Yeah, I think maybe even a little longer.
All right, go ahead.
You're on with Tom.
Hey, Tom, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm glad to hear it. Where are you calling from, Steve?
Bear Mountain, California.
Okay. What's going on?
Did you see the Algernon Caldwaller records are going to be re-released?
What record? Can we tighten up the, can you mute that, please?
And
are you getting echo, my friend?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Did I hear whose records are going to be reissued?
Algernon Caldwaller. They're like a seminal emo revival band.
Okay, that was never my scene, but I hope people sure enjoy those reissues.
What do you think of the emo revival stuff, though?
I wasn't a part of the emo, the first movement of emo, so the revival escapes, eludes me to some degree.
Well, I mean, you like Husker Du.
Uh-huh, I do.
They're emo.
They're not, but...
You like the Knack?
The Knack, yeah, that would be power pop. I wouldn't exactly call that emo.
Well, power pop was directly influenced by emo.
It's you have it backwards, but also, my friend, I don't know why. I don't know about this rush to categorization. What's the big deal? You should just enjoy the music. Just call it whatever you want to call it. I don't know why it has to be put in boxes. Just like what
you
like.
It's a very specific sound that I like a lot, and it's just really makes me happy when it comes back into vogue.
Great. I'm happy for you. It's nice to find things you like in life. That's a big part of living is finding the stuff you like in life. And I'm glad you found some things you like. And these reissues, I'm sure you're going to have a blast with them.
But you were there in D.C., right?
Sorry?
You were there in D.C.?
I was never in D.C., no. I've always been in New Jersey. I've never been in. I was never part of the DC scene because I was never in DC.
But you're straight edge, right?
Not necessarily. I'm not. I'm not a partier, but I am not straight edge either.
Are you like a Gorilla Biscuits guy?
No, not particularly. That was not my scene either.
Did you get more into like the Hare Krishna stuff that was going on in New York at the time?
I never had a hardcore affiliation. I was never a part of any given scene with. I was never a fan of Shelter or any of those bands. Not my scene, my friend. Not my scene.
Great. You know? Do you know Ray Capo?
Who?
Ray Capo.
Ray Capo. To refresh my memory here.
Like Youth of Today and stuff.
Sure, I know who that is, but I again, not my scene.
Do you like the Promise Ring?
Not particularly, but I don't know enough about them to make a ruling.
Were you ever into like the stuff like the Locust?
No, I was not.
I don't know how to pin you down.
You can pin me down this way. I didn't like hardcore to the scenes you're talking about, and I did not like emo either. Not that I have anything against it. Not my scene, my friend.
You were this New Jersey guy, right? So you're like Lifetime and My Chemical Romance.
Sure. I appreciate Newark, New Jersey's My Chemical Romance, even though I'm very skeptical of where in Newark they were from. I have a feeling they're from Short Hills.
Bro.
Sorry,
bro.
What's that?
Coheed and Cambria, bro.
Well, Coheed and Cambria, look, that's a famous Best Show moment, my friend. You know the sound collage on that one, right, buddy? No. Remember that one? Remember that moment?
That's the one where Claudio goes, one it in the morning, one it in the evening.
No. Wait, that's not Coheed and Cambria? What's one of their songs? Sing one of their songs.
Yeah, see, we've talked about this before. You still there?
Coheed and Cambria?
Tell me about what music you like, my friend.
Well, I enjoy Negative Land a lot.
That's good. Some old fashioned sound collage cut ups, right?
You feel
Bay Area.
Particularly indebted to them.
Am I indebted to them in so far that they did sound collage stuff before I did? Sure, I might be. I liked a few Negative Land records over the years.
Those guys are straight edge too.
Well, I hope it works for them.
All right, well, Youth Crew Forever, right?
If that's what floats your boat, buddy, yeah, forever.
What was the name of that record store in Hoboken?
Pure Platters?
No.
That's the only record store I ever cared about in Hoboken, buddy.
Well, there was Tectones was run out of there for a while, wasn't it?
Okay, sure. I'll take your word for it. I don't live in Hoboken, so I don't record shop in Hoboken.
Half Japanese records.
Got a bunch of them.
Yeah, they put those out.
But which one's your favorite? Which is your favorite half Japanese record?
I actually like the Stinky Puffs side project.
Okay, well, I would disagree. I would probably go for the pure stuff more than the child rock stuff.
Dude, pure is awesome. Lightning Seeds.
What's that?
You said pure. The Lightning Seeds, pure. That was great record.
No. The actual great half Japanese stuff, the stuff when Don Fleming was in the band. That stuff.
Do you like the Lightning Seeds?
What's that now?
Do you like the Lightning Seeds?
Yeah, why not?
Do you remember any of their hit songs?
Refresh my memory about their hits.
Well, they had a song that was the title track from the album Pure.
Mm-hmm. And what was that called?
It's called Pure.
Yeah. All right. You tried, my friend. You came close, but I'm going to say goodnight to you. You couldn't do it.
Do you support
Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Hang up on this guy. Bye. He tried. He was very annoying. He almost did it by insisting I had to be affiliated with a hardcore scene. He almost did it. But you know what I say to guys like that, right? You know what I say, Mike, right? Lifestyles of the rich and the famous, right? You like those guys, right, Mike? Right? Good Charlotte? They're good. What about, you know, other band I know you are grooving to these days, Mike? Lit. It's no surprise to me. I'm my own worst enemy. Remember that? That's what you get when you go to karaoke with me. You get a lot of Lit. Not a lot. They only have one song in the thing. But I'll end up doing... Pat, remember when that caller called and played All the Small Things from the Kids Bop thing and it sounds shockingly like me singing it? Which is weird because I do that song at karaoke. That's the first song I do at karaoke.
It's one of my favorite moments of the show.
Can you play it? Can you just give me 30 seconds of that off of YouTube? If you don't mind, YouTube and Kids Bop, All the Small Things.
Loading.
I've been in Canada for 3 weeks and I just pronounced Hoboken Hoboken. I've always said it Hoboken. What was it? Hoboken? I can't handle it. I feel like I'm living like some sort of sliding doors life where I did perform that, where I did work for Kids Bop and sang that at one point. All right, Pat, please, enough. No more. No mas.
What if we find the guy who did sing it?
Yeah, let's look for him.
How many points would that be worth?
That would be, you'd get 150 points for anybody who brings the guy who sang the Kids Bop, All the Small Things. And let's look at the comments for this again. Saying the kid suffering from smoker's lung, that's me. Let's see.
These aren't even children, someone said.
These are just sad comments. I can't, these comments are horrifying. I gotta go. Let me do them in sort by. What do they sort by? Most hateful? Are these arranged by most hateful first? Like, let's see. Yeah, these aren't even children. No, these comments are. This is horrifying. I can't. Go ahead. Go. Sorry. Next call, please.
All right, we got 1 through 4.
Let's burn them.
You're on line one with Tom.
Hello, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's good. Who's this?
This is Dylan from Toronto.
Hi, Dylan. How are you? Where in Toronto are you from?
I'm from East End, Greektown.
Greektown? Where?
Greektown, yeah.
Greektown. Greektown?
No, sometimes it can feel like that, though, you know?
Yeah, you're singing my song, bro. What can I do for you tonight?
I don't have anything for the topic tonight. I just figured I'd call in and give you a break from all these other annoying callers.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you want to say? Anything else you want
to
say?
Too much money to the... Sorry?
What's that now?
Nothing, sorry. I missed what you said.
Go ahead. You talk. I'm listening.
Oh, I don't really have too much to say. It's cold. I'm just walking home from getting a pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, where'd you get pizza from? Boston Pizza? Pizza? Where'd you go?
No. I went to Pizzaiolo. It's a local chain. It's not bad. It's one of the better ones.
But Pizzaiolo.
Yeah, you haven't gone wrong with Boston Pizza and Pizza.
Yeah. Why do they slice it down the middle on a normal slice? Why do they do that?
Well, it makes it more manageable.
It's more manageable. So there's some challenging element to folding pizza for you guys up here? That's something out of your wheelhouse?
Yeah, that never quite made it top of the border.
You should try it sometime. Just order the pizza. Tell them not to cut it down into narrow mini slices.
So you're supposed to just fold the whole circular thing in two and eat it?
No, you fold it in half. You just bend it a little bit. Bend it at a 30-degree angle. You'll be shocked at how you can still eat it. This is a foreign concept to you, literally.
It is.
The idea of folding a slice of pizza.
Well, it seems absurd. It's just flat slice of pizza. I don't understand why you're...
Oh, at that door, okay. I'm going to... I don't know if you guys are doing this to get me to complain on that end. Mute the mic!
I can't if a caller's on.
Ugh, okay, put me down for another 50 on that, because I did just complain. And I'm going to say that bought me the right to hang up on this guy. Bye-bye. You're right, Pat. You're right. I'm sorry. Sorry I yelled.
It's okay.
Who's next?
This one's an old favorite.
Of who? Best show, hi.
Hey, Pat, you think you could open that door?
Wait, who is this now?
I was just asking if Pat could open the door, because
I heard
this.
I heard you, and I asked you who you were. I didn't ask what you said.
You should know who this is.
I don't.
You don't.
Sorry, I don't.
I should be in studio tonight.
Oh, it's Jason. It's studio. Yeah, how are you doing? How's that Imperial Drag record treating?
Does that count as a complaint?
No, it doesn't. I hope you're having a good time listening to Imperial Drag. We all have our nights at our disposal. Some choose to do the best show. Some choose to crank Imperial Drag. We can do whatever we want with our lives, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I was telling Pat that I would call and let him off the hook, because he said he got the brunt of that.
Here's where you left off, Jason.
Right.
It's right here.
Good song, man. That was a great record.
Yeah, great record. You know what else is pretty fun to listen to on a Tuesday night, Jason?
What's that?
It's the show you've been producer on for 4 years.
Yeah, I know.
Generally, I thought you had a good time listening to that on the whole on Tuesday nights.
Generally,
this whole time you wish you were listening to Imperial Drag.
Yeah, there are choices.
Oh, I know there are choices. I get it. It's fine.
I was listening to both.
Because that's an easy thing. Of course you can listen to both. Who can't listen to a radio show and music at the same time? Everybody can.
Everybody can.
Everybody can multitask like that.
Yeah. That's how
a radio show and rock music? Of course you can do both simultaneously.
Well, that's how
I don't know why I would think anything other than
about
that.
Red Ryder.
What's that now?
I said I realized it was going out. There's a weird echo going on, Pat. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. If only you were, I don't know, in the building to work on it.
How about now?
not as bad.
Was that a complaint? Okay. Was I complaining then?
I think that was a complaint.
I'm going to say no to that.
I don't think that was a complaint. I'm going to still say I'm dancing on the edge of a complaint with you.
Okay, so we're skirting a complaint right now.
We are circling one.
We are circling a complaint. Okay, cool. Well,
you're getting close.
Pat asked me to call in and apologize, so I'm apologizing.
Well, your apology is accepted, my friend.
You know what? I'm going to apologize, too.
Well, I accept. You don't have to apologize, Pat.
No, Pat needs to apologize, too.
You're not the one you're not the one shutting the show off and playing Imperial Drag.
Well.
Yeah, put this down for a 50. This is a complaint. I'm fully complaining. We're at $250 for this show so far.
Well, I didn't think he would have it up on that machine. So
you didn't think you were going to get caught, is what you're saying.
No, I didn't think.
There's no such thing as getting caught. If you want to listen to rock music on a Tuesday night instead of the best show, that's fine. I get it. Okay, I'd rather listen to rock music than the best show.
Do what?
I'd rather listen to some rock music rather than the show I'm doing here. Yeah, why not? So what else is going on tonight, dude?
We're at 250 for the complaints.
Yeah. Oh no, I know. Okay. I'm writing them all down.
What were we at? What did we get to for Tomcat complaint two?
I don't know. I have to look back through my notes.
I don't know if it was more than this. I think this is pretty good so far.
I don't know. I don't know, Jason.
How are you, Tom? How is Toronto?
Oh, it's just magical. It's just every day is a new chapter of wonderment and I'm learning a lot about myself up here. And I'm just learning so much about what it's like to value things in your life and then have them removed from your life. Yes, I'm really learning the things I value in life now more than ever.
Okay.
Sure.
What do you miss the most? I mean,
it's not make Tom cry, it's make him complain. What do you think? I miss my wife.
Right. Outside of your wife and your dog, what else do you miss?
I miss you guys. I miss seeing you guys every week and doing the show in the studio.
I know. Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
I mean, I don't live here, so there's some light. I don't necessarily see it. I'm not here. This is not the army.
Right.
I'm here on a tour of duty for 2 years. But it's I'm here. Yeah, it's fine. Right. It's fine.
But it's
great.
It's
a job. I love
it. It's good to have you able to call in and do the show for real rather than be freezing the past few times we've talked to you, you know?
Sure, rather than me calling from the street.
Right.
Like I've done this is better. I'm not wearing my coat while I do the show.
Right.
Okay. Hang up on this guy. This guy's driving me nuts.
That's a complaint.
God love you. I love you, Jason, but you got to go.
I'm gone. Bye, Tom.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, buddy. All right. Got another 20 minutes to do with this. What else we got? Who else is there?
We're going to go to...
How many more lines do we have?
We have a full phone bank.
So these next four calls are the final four for this. So let's do that.
You're on with Tom.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, am I on the air?
You are on the air. What's your name?
Oh, amazing. I can't believe I'm on.
Well, you are. Believe it.
Cool. This is Patrick in Brooklyn.
How are you, Patrick?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What's going on in Brooklyn tonight?
Oh, not too much. I don't know. I'm just at home, doing my thing.
Uh-huh. Now, what is your thing?
I don't know. Not too much. I actually, listening to podcasts is kind of my thing.
Okay, well, that's very flattering. I appreciate it, Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, like, I'm so happy to be talking to you because I love podcasts so much.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to say the word podcast over and over again because you think I'm going to be hurt by that because technically it's a live, it's an internet radio show that becomes a podcast. I'm okay with that.
No, okay.
It's fine. Call it whatever you want, buddy. That's all I care. I
work in a way in which, my day-to-day job, I listen to podcasts. So it's weird to be listening to you live, honestly, because,
sure.
You know.
So what other podcasts do you listen to?
Oh, you know, like the Doughboys and, Comedy Bang Bang.
Sure.
I really liked your episode on How Did This Get Made?
Mm-hmm. Very popular shows, all of them. Very top-notch shows also. The apex of quality, some might say.
Totally, yeah. I mean, like, if you can quiz me on them, and I'd know, like, especially the ones that you are a guest on, I would know everything about them.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate your support.
Yeah. No, yeah, big fan, you know.
Of, like, what show? What show that I've been on are you a big fan of?
What's the one with the laundromat that shows up on my feed?
Brett Davis podcast for laundry?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's very funny. Brett's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Young man got his start on The Best Show.
I've heard, yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Patrick?
Well, no, I guess not. Sorry.
Okay, well, you have a great night. I appreciate the call. Next call, please.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Hello, hi, welcome to The Best Show.
Hey.
Who's this now?
This is John in Los Angeles.
John in Los Angeles. What's going on, John? Where are you calling? Where in Los Angeles are you?
I'm right by the LA River, Frogtown.
Frogtown?
Yeah, it's like right by, it's between the LA River and Dodger Stadium.
Sure. Okay. I know where you're talking about. So what's going on out there?
Oh, not a lot. Watching a little basketball.
Yeah. Who's playing?
The Rockets.
And who are they playing?
The Nuggets.
The Rockets and the Nuggets. Where is it? Where is it? In Denver?
I think it's in Denver.
Okay. I'm going to guess that the Nuggets are winning.
They're not. They're down.
By how much?
8 points.
They can pull that out. Yeah, go ahead. What else you got for me, my friend?
Well, I was wondering if I could do a reading from a chapter of Bryan Cranston's autobiography for you tonight.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay, this chapter.
Bryan Cranston. Called... Let me just say, Bryan Cranston, maybe. Who I believe is a bad actor. I think he's maybe the, and I'm not complaining now. I'm just giving context. Mm-hmm. I think he's a complete, read the chapter. Go ahead. Let me hear. Not the whole chapter. Read what you're going to read.
I'll just read the start. The book is called A Life in Parts and it's about the different parts he plays in his life. This chapter is called Lover.
What is the chapter called?
Lover.
Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean, my friend.
I will. It's clean. I met her at an audition for some TV show whose name I can't remember. She asked me out there and then. Yes, I said. Let's go out. I met her at her apartment. It was a Friday at 7 p.m. I didn't leave until Monday at noon.
All right.
I've never been into drugs. I do drink now and then, nothing out of hand. But that weekend with Ava felt like what I imagine a binge or a bender must feel like. I lost track of time. The idea of spending the weekend, that kind of weekend with someone you just met wasn't unique back then, but it did take its toll. It's the myth of my generation. Sex creates intimacy. It would take me several more years to discover that the opposite is true. Intimacy creates sex.
All right, this sucks. This sucks. He sucks. The idea that he would put this in a book, it validates everything I feel about him. He's an unregulated blowhard with no compass and doesn't know good from bad. This sucks. He sucks. You suck. I'll pay $50. Hang up on this guy. Congratulations. You did it. $300 for the food bank now. How many calls we got left? Two more? Three more. Go ahead, please, if you don't mind.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jim in Chicago.
Jim in Chicago. What's going on tonight, Jim?
I know how you hate to rehash old topics, but I thought I'd give it a try.
Don't love it. What do you got for me?
I want to know if you want to play the movie game.
Yeah, I'll play the movie game, the game where you give me a couple actors and a genre and I build a movie around them. Sure, let's do that.
Okay, so can I give you a director, too?
Sure.
So the director would be Jay Roach.
Jay Roach, the director of the Austin Powers movies. Go ahead.
And then a couple actors would be a crossover role for Billy Joel.
So Billy Joel's acting now. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right.
Billy Crystal.
One of my favorites. Who else is in this now?
Katie Sagal.
Don't have a whole lot against her. Don't love her on Sons of Anarchy, but what are you going to do? Go ahead. Who else?
And Drea Di Matteo. She was
Adriana from The Sopranos. Yeah.
And then the genre would be a superhero movie.
A superhero movie. With Billy Joel, Billy Crystal, Katie Sagal, and Drea Di Matteo, a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what happens. You ready for this? Directed by Jay Roach, a superhero movie. Comic Relief. 2020. It's called CC 2020, CR 2020, because it's Comic Relief 2020. Ready?
Yeah.
The year is 2020. Comic Relief is raising money, hosted by Billy Crystal and Whoopi Goldberg. I'm throwing her in this also.
Mm.
A tribute, of course, the late great Robin Williams is not a part of it, but he is being honored that night. Billy Joel is a special guest, right? He's playing himself. Billy Crystal's playing himself. Billy Joel's playing himself. Drea Di Matteo is an astronaut who sees that a meteor is heading toward the Staples Center where they're holding Comic Relief 2020. And she's trying to warn everybody from that. Meanwhile, they're on stage, Comic Relief 2020, doing a skit, reenacting. They're doing Married with Children. Katie Sagal's reprising her Peg Bundy role. The meteor hits the building, hits the stage. And Billy Joel's playing Al Bundy in this sketch. Billy Crystal's playing the Bud Bundy role in the thing as Billy Crystal. Suddenly, the dust settles, right? Suddenly, Billy Crystal is 150 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
Billy Joel can teleport. And Katie Sagal is a, she's made of titanium now. right, in her Peg Bundy outfit. So it's kind of like the thing, the way he regrets that he's a rock and everybody else is like stretchy or invisible. She just is mad that she's dressed like Peg Bundy all the time, like a titanium Peg Bundy. And Drea Di Matteo is the astronaut who captures them.
Is she in space at this point in time, or is she on the planet?
Sorry, what's that now?
Is Adriana in space, or is she on the ground?
Astronauts don't live in space. They generally live on Earth for the most part. They occasionally go to space, but they're Earthlings. She's an Earthling. You know, like Neil Armstrong was on Earth almost all the time, right? You're aware of that? Like,
most of the time.
He only went to space in that movie. That was the entirety of him going to space, was that movie.
Neil Armstrong?
He didn't live on the moon. Yes.
That movie that Stanley Kubrick directed?
As far as I know, Stanley Kubrick didn't direct First Man. It just came out this year. He's been dead for 10 years.
All right.
So, yeah. So, Drea Di Matteo is trying to capture these three super-powered celebrities now. 150-foot-tall Billy Crystal, teleporting Billy Joel, and titanium Peg Bundy Katie Sagal. And that's your movie. There you go. And it's called CR 2020.
Comic relief. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next call, please. Two more, right? Two more? Mike, or you could tell him since you're in the same room as him.
Well, I'm in the next room.
Well, I'm in the next country. Do you think it's possible for you to shout down the 8 feet that Mike's away from you?
If that's what you would like, yes. No more calls, Mike.
No more calls on this.
On Tom Can't Complain.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
Yes, who's on now? Who am I on with?
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Tom. Hi, this is Steve. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Steve. What's going on in Chicago tonight?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out, listening to you not complaining.
Yes. What's up, buddy?
I was hoping you would help me settle an argument.
What's the argument?
Just, I need to, like, get it on the record that Rocky IV is better than Rocky III.
To get that on the record, well, I can't put that on the record because it's not true.
But Rocky IV is better than Rocky III.
Sure, but Rocky IV is worse than Rocky III.
But Rocky IV is, like, the best one, though.
But it's not the best one. It's not the worst one. It's the second worst one. But it's not definitely not the best one.
Certainly better than Rocky III, though. Like, Rocky III is fine, but Rocky IV has, you know, he climbs that mountain, he's in Russia.
Sure. Yes, he does all of those things. I've seen the movie. I know he does those things, but watching him do those things is not as good as watching him do the things he does in Rocky III. Or Rocky II, or Rocky, or Creed, which are all
better
than Rocky IV.
All of those, though.
What's that now?
Well, Rocky IV is the best Rocky movie.
That's in your opinion. That's fine. You're completely and absolutely entitled to your opinion. Treasure it.
Yes,
treasure that opinion of yours.
No
matter how much I disagree with it.
Yeah, I was hoping that you could maybe say some nice things about Rocky IV and how it's better than especially
Well, I could say some nice things about Rocky IV. It's not long. It's not a long movie. It has clips of the previous three Rocky movies in it. Running through it multiple times, which are all better than Rocky IV. Those are nice things I can say about Rocky IV.
I thought that was pretty
Rocky IV is making Creed II possible because it's following the plot line, so that's a nice thing I can say about it. Fans of robots would love Rocky IV because Paulie has a robot in it.
Right. And it just sounds like you're kind of like you're not saying bad things about it, but these aren't like good things.
Well, the thing is, you're trying to get me to complain. That's one thing, but trying to get me just disagreeing with me is not me complaining.
I mean, it just sounds like perhaps this is skirting a line. Like it seems like these rules are, you know, not maybe fighting fair, like Drago.
Well, my friend, you are entitled to set whatever rules you want to set in your Rocky IV philosophy. I choose to like the Rocky movies I like in the order I like them, and Rocky IV is way down on the list. You like the Rocky movies you like. I like the ones I like. That's why God invented horse racing.
What would be your Rocky list?
Well, my Rocky list would probably go like this. Rocky, Creed, Rocky II, Rocky III, Rocky Balboa, Rocky IV, Rocky V.
Rocky V, yeah. Rocky V should be at the bottom, but I do like that street fight at the end.
You mean the only fight in the movie? Yes, I enjoyed that also because I sat waiting for a fight, and then finally Rocky fights a dude in the street at the end of it.
I liked when he punched the Don King guy.
Yeah, I liked that too. It wasn't too loaded.
Very noble.
No crypto racism going on there in that moment, which seems to run through a few of the Rocky movies. You know how Rocky gets when he fights bad people, right? Bad people. They're either Russian, they're either communists or black. Okay, I just complained. You put you down for another 50. Congratulations.
Sorry,
you somehow
that,
pulled
so
a complaint
sorry.
Out of me. Yeah. Hang up on this guy. I almost cursed again. Just in admiration for that guy. He did it.
I went the distance.
Oh, my goodness. He's still there. Sorry.
He's still there. You did. You are like Rocky. You didn't win, but you just wanted to go the distance.
You're on with line three.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Angela in Ithaca.
Angela in Ithaca. How are you tonight, Angela?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Are you enjoying the seasonal change as autumn withers away and becomes winter, Angela?
Not particularly. It's a little cold and sludgy.
Sure. I'm not enjoying it either, if that's any consolation. But I'm not complaining. It's the way the seasons go.
I agree with you.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Angela?
Well, I just wanted to wish you well. I didn't want to make you complain, and I didn't think Mike was going to let me through because he said he likes to hear you riled up.
First of all, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate the sentiment of your call. I'm questioning whether this is a poison pill situation where the entire purpose of your call was to mention how much Mike likes when I get riled up, which could make me complain. I'm unsure now. I'm unsure. I'm not complaining. I'm just not sure of what your true intent was on this, whether this is maybe the sneakiest one yet or just an honest slip of the tongue. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, it was honest, but I'm kind of liking that direction.
So what exactly did he say to you?
He specifically said, how do you want to get Tom to complain? And I said, I don't want to. And he said, well, I like hearing him riled up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's two ways I can go with this one.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes hearing me riled up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And look, I guess I can say he likes it because it's entertaining, and everybody likes when that happens, and I get it. I know the entertainment value in hearing me riled up, and I'm glad Mike is still entertained by me. Oh, I got out of that. Look at that.
Did you
see that? And sure, he's got his calendar, which he's always acting like it's somehow some, like it's implied that I'm on the hook to promote this thing. It's never spoken, which is also a little frustrating. Mm-hmm. But it's just the if you saw the look I get from him sometimes, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
The look, it's the expected, it's him expecting me to promote the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Some might call it entitlement. I don't know if I would.
Like he's owed something, maybe.
Thank you, Angela. Like he is, like somehow I have yet to deliver on what I owe him. After all these years, I still haven't footed the bill yet for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Where's the ruling on this? Am I complaining?
I don't want to judge.
You're exempt from this, Angela. Pat?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Yeah.
Mike? What? I can't hear you. It sounds like complaining. If I said apmike.bandcamp.com, does it sound less like complaining? Now that suddenly sounds less like complaining.
So now you've paid your dues.
Yeah, now I've paid my dues. Yeah, I haven't. Thank you, Angela. Like I haven't. Yeah, I just finally paid my dues with this guy.
Finally did it.
Finally. 14 years in with this guy?
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to tell you one other thing.
What's that?
So I got to meet Jessica from Ithaca. It was Nancy Babich the other night.
Oh, cool. I like Nancy Babich a lot. Jessica's band. Yeah.
They did a little call out to the FOTs in the audience. It was very
sweet. That's awesome. And I'm glad you met. Where was the show?
It was at a bowling alley. It's called Bowladrone.
What is it called?
Bowladrone?
Bowladrone.
Bolodrone.
Okay. I don't know why you'd have drone at the end of a drone. D-R-O-N-E?
Drone. D-R-O-N-E, I think.
Like a drone is going to kill me and my family. Like that version of drone?
No.
Like help, I don't live in America. Why is this drone blowing up my village? Like that?
Yeah, basically. Kind
like
of.
That version of drone?
To make it confusing.
Why is America sending this drone after me and my family? We did nothing wrong. That version of drone?
Bowling.
But tied to bowling.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, just fun, right? What's more fun than a weaponized drone hovering over your village when all you did, the sin you committed was existing? Mm-hmm. Put this down as a complaint. This ended up being a complaint. But a righteous complaint, a complaint nonetheless. That's $400 tonight. Oh, my goodness. Angela, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Final one.
That was the final call?
Well, I'm going to it now.
Oh, you're putting it on now. I'm troubled by this guy who tweeted that he would kill a child for Paquito Moss right now. That's not how we handle things here on the show. Come on, buddy. Come on. That's sick. He's not even following me. So forget this person. You can't say you're going to kill people. And she said that. So I apologize. I didn't say he, she. I'm just reading it off the tweet. Still We don't say we kill children for food. Let's not kill children for burritos.
In your defense, it sounds like something that a man would say.
Well, anyone who says it, I don't want to hear it. I don't want children being killed for burritos.
I agree, if that matters.
Oh, I appreciate you agreeing. What's your name now?
My name is Tom.
Your name is Tom?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's a very good name. What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, Tom, I wanted to ask if you had heard Mike Frances's touching tribute to Stan Lee.
Yes, I did. I heard some of it, because as everybody knows, Stan Lee died the other day.
Yeah.
And Stan Lee created a lot of nice superheroes in the world, right? We
sure
all
did.
Enjoyed the Spider-Man, which Stan Lee created. Wait, is it Stan Lee? Which one is it?
I believe it is Stan Lee.
It's two words. His last name was, his name wasn't just Stan Lee.
It's a good question. His name might have been Stanley Lee.
Look, Mike Francesa, the guy who hosts a sports show in New York, who made a big rigmarole of retiring and then came back a year later. Wait, who are we talking about? Him or me now? What? Which show are we talking about? The person who rubbed their leaving in everyone's face and then came back a year later. Wait, who was that now? Oh, that was me. But it was him also. But I said I was coming back the whole time. I never said I was gone for good. If you knew how to read between the lines, I was as clear as can be with that. I just said I was leaving WFMU. There's a huge difference there.
Jason Gore texted me saying that his first name was indeed Stanley.
Okay, so his name was Stanley, but I'm trying to be a Weisenheimer, and I apologize.
Tom, I have the clip if you want to hear Mike Francis.
Let's hear the clip, please.
Eddie and Hoboken, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee? The guy
who created Spider-Man. That was his big thing.
Oh, created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
Yeah, this guy never read more than the back of the Mickey Mantle card. It's the longest thing he ever read. Mike Francesa.
I feel like
one of these stat guys. You ever go to these baseball games, you see these weirdos with the pencils and the programs, and they're writing that they're putting the score in the box. You ever see that at a game? It's weird.
Yeah.
We're past that. There's no polio, and you don't need to do that anymore. That went away with the thalidomide truck spraying down the street. You can go home and stare at the. I remember when I was at this game and I wrote the thing, and they're writing on those weird little golf pencils, which I don't like. That's weird. Those pencils are weird. Those mini golf pencils, right?
Sounds kind of like you're complaining about them.
Look, of course I am. Let me just keep going on this. Let me get my $50 worth. Those pencils are weird for weirdos. I'm so sorry. If you're sitting at the baseball game, you see one of these guys at the baseball game writing the score in the box. It just they need to be. We should flag. You should flag people at the stadium who are doing that, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably brought into the stadium jail and just kind of just. On general principle, you bring them in, right? And you just make sure they're clear. Then, of course, you go your way. Go your way. We just wanted to check. We saw you writing the score down who's up buying those programs anyway at the game? That's the biggest. It's the biggest ripoff going.
They get
these dads have to buy the stuff for the kid. They're trapped. Suddenly. these deadbeat dads have to buy more than they want to at the game. I want a program. Well, it's a ripoff. I want it. Fine. Let's get a program. Let's go get a $40 hot dog next. And you ever meet these guys who do the vending at these things? This is the ones you really got to watch out for. These, like the guys hawking the hot dogs or the beer at these stadium things.
You mean the ones in the seats or the ones in the concourse?
The concourse ones are the real troublemakers.
All right.
Those are the ones. That's fly by night. Sometimes I think these guys are setting a thing up. I don't even know if they're affiliated with a stadium. I went to one thing and I ended up leasing a car by accident. I thought I was buying a hot dog and I ended up putting a 3-year lease on a Corolla.
At the Nassau Coliseum at the Islanders games, they used to have these stands where you could sign up to get like a free jersey or a free hat or whatever they were giving out. But they didn't tell you in the fine print that you were also getting a 3-year subscription to Newsday that you had to pay for.
Yeah. So you get your dumb Islanders hat.
Yeah.
And then now you have a subscription to the worst newspaper in America, Newsday.
Precisely. Which you probably already got. I think they just give those out to everybody.
Yeah. And here's the other. What are you doing? Look, what are you doing rooting for the Islanders? That's weird.
Yeah, that's.
Where do they play now? Where they play out don't they play on like a boat outside of the international waters at this point? Where are they playing?
Yeah,
on an aircraft carrier?
Around Manhattan, and they have like suicidal tendency shows on it sometimes.
Yeah. Pier 84? Is that where the Islanders play now?
Yeah.
I heard it's free to go to an Islanders game, but you have to pay to get out.
that's very true. That's kind of the reason I was at so many Islanders games.
Where do they play? They don't play in Brooklyn anymore, right?
No, they split the season between Brooklyn and Long Island right now.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, they're waiting to build a new building on Long Island, but right now they're splitting between the old Coliseum and Brooklyn.
Yeah, that sounds like a real treat for the fans, right?
Oh, yeah,
Half the games are 80 miles away. That's such a great way to build a loyal fan base. They pull the team out of Long Island, which has nothing. The only exciting thing you could hope happens on Long Island is Billy Joel crashes into your house. That's at this point. That's pretty much the only exciting thing happens. Blue Oyster Cult aren't around anymore. The only thing you're hoping is Opie and Anthony reunite or Billy Joel crashes his motorcycle into your house.
You might get
those two things aren't happening.
At the gas station.
And the Islanders. And then they're like, oh, we're going to Brooklyn because that's where everything's cool. And then they put them in a stadium that has, oh, what should you maybe work on? Oh, people can see the puck and the goal. They like built the thing and they're like, oh, well, it's kind of hard to see the hockey game go on at the hockey game. But why would we worry about that? Because you're at a thing. And this gritty, I'm still not down. This gritty thing I still can't wrap my head around. That's when people who don't like that's people who are laughing at hockey like that gritty. This Eagles mask, the Flyers, yes.
The Flyers, yeah.
Yeah. That thing's for people laughing at the, that's for people laughing at hockey fans. If you go to a hockey game and you're looking for the mascot, don't go to a hockey game. Just go somewhere else. Go clean a park, right?
Yeah.
Right? Go help someone. If you're leaning, you could be cleaning. That's what I say. Because I am the manager of a McDonald's. Didn't I tell you? Well, I'm a manager of a pizza now up here. It's pretty exciting. I get to cut the slices down the middle.
All
You got me to complain. Where am I at here? Boom, 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 boom. So $450. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, you did it. You did it.
Just back to that Mike Francesa thing for a second.
Yeah, what about it?
I feel like the guy who called in there.
He was baiting him. He was a phony. That guy was one of the people. Mike, come in the studio and talk about this for a second, please.
See, I feel like the guy, it must have been like the 10th time that he called him about one of his heroes passing and was like, surely this time, surely Stan Lee is going to be the one that Mike's actually
now,
heard of.
Now, Pat, play the clip again, please, and you can hear the guy is baiting Mike
Eddie
Francesa.
Eddie, what's up, Eddie?
You
hey,
hear it
up,
in
Mike?
His voice,
what's
the glee that he's going fishing on that one, and he's catching a big one. He's catching the big one on that. You could hear it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah. You can almost tell the tone of the guy's voice, too.
Oh, no. The guy's laughing at Mike Francesa.
Yeah, yeah.
And Francesa can't tell those people from the regular callers.
No, he can't.
He can't hear the mocking quality in the guy's voice.
Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
I thought he sounded sort of genuinely angry when he yelled, Jesus.
Oh, shut up. You earned your $50. It's about me and Mike now. Hang up on this bum.
He's gone. Can you play the full clip? Yeah, I didn't hear this part of it.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you?
Yeah, right there.
The
Stop it right there. Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. That's a prank. When I did prank phone calls as a kid, that's the sound I had in my voice.
It's the tone, yeah.
That's the sound you have in your voice when you're a kid doing prank phone calls. Hey, I just want to know if so. Is your father at home?
This guy's in his 40s, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, Mike, people can still do prank phone. Mike, I'm still doing this show. What do you think this is? I've done 2,000 hours of prank phone, of some version of a prank phone call, except people call me. It's been half my life doing this show, Mike.
Think of him.
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is.
Lee?
Don't know who he is, though.
Jesus.
See, look at that right there. That's him. He's winding him up. That's no different than Tube Bar. You can hear the mocking quality in the voice, the wind up.
Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, and now he goes to. I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee? The guy
who created Spider-Man. That was his.
Oh,
big
created
thing.
Spider-Man. Sorry, I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize.
Yeah, look. He makes fun of Spider-Man now, but just wait till when Dr. Octopus attacks WFAN, he'll be humming a different tune when Spider-Man shows up and saves him. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
When suddenly he's on the air like, WFAN, what's on the air? Suddenly Dr. Octopus comes crashing through. So help me, Spider-Man.
Clearly he's not a Daily Bugle subscriber.
Yeah. He would actually be friends with J. Jonah.
He would. He kind of looks like him, too.
Yeah, he kind of does look like him. So, also, Mike, what are you doing? You made fun of Jehovah's Witnesses last week on the show. People emailing me. Yeah, come on.
Well, I wasn't mocking their faith. I was mocking the fact that they didn't give out candy.
They didn't give candy. Look, I understand. I get where you're. I didn't hear it because I didn't uh-huh. listen. Okay. It was a couple weeks ago. Look, uh-huh. everybody just understand. Nobody's making fun of anybody here. We're trying to tell a childhood story, and that's what it was. It was not a mocking thing. I know your heart.
It was the observation of a child. You know.
I know your heart. I didn't mean to bum rush you with this. I just remembered now. But okay. Mike, you're a sweet guy. Uh-huh. You're a sweet guy.
Although
I love you. I love you, Mike.
I do my...
I know you're laughing at that. I know you're laughing. Making a moment. I'm trying to make a moment of human connection here, and you laugh.
Yeah. No, I love you too, Tom.
Yeah. That sounded... No, that was as...
Speaking of Jehovah's Witnesses.
That was the most sputtering, I love you. I love you too.
The thing about the Jehovah's Witnesses is that if you talk to them, you go like to the top of their list.
So then, like, when they're visiting, you know, the neighborhood, they go right to your house. And my mother was always willing to listen to them, you know. She didn't become a convert or anything. But, you know, I guess she was just curious and would talk to them. And then it got to the point where they were coming, like, every week. And
just couldn't keep talking. She was, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't She wasn't willing to go that far.
Sure. Well, look, she talked, she listened. That's all, Mike, that's all we can do in this life.
Yeah.
So we can, and I don't want talking so morose as if I'm checking out or something. Keep talking as if I'm capping in this thing off.
I thought I was having a heart attack the other day. I had a weird, I've been having this thing, maybe listeners can help me out. It's probably like heartburn.
Yeah, and that's the way to go with medical stuff, by the way, Mike. It's just, let's turn it over to the audience.
I don't have any
medical concerns, please.
I don't have good health insurance, so I mean, I'm willing to listen to people. But I I mean, I've had stomach issues in the past, but now I've got this thing where when I'm eating, I get like sort of a tightening of my chest. Not everything, not every meal has this.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But it's happened a couple times now. But the last time it happened, it lasted longer. Usually I just sort of take a break, maybe I'll lay down even, and it goes away relatively shortly.
Okay.
But this time, you know, it wasn't going away. And I'm laying down, you know, I'm like, what's going on here? Then, you know, your imagination takes over and it's like, is this how I'm going out? I live alone. You know,
well, look, Mike.
How many days am I going to be here?
Days? You got it down to days now?
I think I could go days. A friend of mine, this is a big topic with him. Like, you know, he lives alone too. And it's like, how many days will it take before somebody discovers, you know, that you're missing? I think I could go a couple of days. I don't have people checking in with me every day. So, you know, I could literally go a couple of days, I think. Well, you know what? I can tell you the longest I can go. 1 week. So if I go home, I drop, and then next week you're looking for me. You're going to send the word out. Where's Mike?
No, did you just drop? Did I just heard someone fall there?
Tom,
is that it?
I forgot to tell you that there's a new segment on the show called AP Mike After Hours.
Yeah, this is Mike. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, Mike, first of all.
Sounds like heartburn, right?
Stop eating cheesesteaks. I'm going to say, first of all, you pounded
no
a cheesesteak tonight. You pounded a cheesesteak tonight like a rabid dog.
You know what almost did me in?
Try to do less of that. Try to do less of that.
Believe it or not, you know what almost did me in? A grilled chicken salad. Was it the dressing? You think the dressing was
Mike,
the
factor? That's the biggest health food fraud ever. You might as well just go eat your cheesesteaks then. You should know you're eating trash grilled chicken with salad dressing all over it. It just takes longer to eat. That's all you're doing.
Just oil and vinegar. I'm not a balsamic fan.
Now you can do better, Mike. I expect more of you.
Okay.
And the bummer is now, God forbid this happens, Mike. Yeah. Did you keel over like this? Uh-huh. God forbid. God forbid.
Yeah.
The worst part is you're not going to show up a Tuesday. I'm just going to badmouth you for 3 hours. Then I'm going to have to walk all of it back. I'm going to be like, this so-and-so didn't show up. Who's he think he is?
Yeah, no show, Mike.
Mr. Big no show, this blankety blank. Next thing, I'm just like.
No email.
Hey, everybody, I just want to do a different. We're doing a new show on a Thursday. Want to take back everything I said last week about Mike. No. It's not going to happen. I'm checking in on you every night now, Mike. Pat, I'm going to send over a camera. You wire it into Mike's. I'm going to send over a security system that I monitor just to make sure Mike's okay.
He's moving around.
Get the feed. All the feed blasting up here.
Somehow Spotify is going to be connected to it.
Oh yeah, no, that'll be Dudio's little tweak. He'll add Spotify up to it. Yeah. Yeah. People are saying, go see a doctor, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you got to sell? Look, you know what this is, Mike? This is the most pathetic calendar drive I've ever seen going. Everybody's going to buy a calendar now so you can go to the doctor.
Yeah. My marketing team put me up to this. They thought it was, one of those indiscreet ways of advertising.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's me, AP Mike. Mm-hmm. I been having some chest pains lately, some breathing things, and I really could use your help. So apmike.bandcamp.com. Why don't you put a little thermometer on there? We can do the thing to where you get to go to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, Mike. You worry me.
I do see a doctor. I saw a doctor one time. I have these recurring ear things. And now the guy is sending me a bill. You know, I think his strategy is to just send. You know, I mean, I paid. It was like a real minor thing, and I my health care didn't cover it, so I just wrote a check for the visit. But now I'm getting. You know, he's still billing, trying to bill me. I just ignore the letters. You know, and then he even has the wrong. Insurance company listed saying that they refuse to pay. But I think this is just a strategy. Like he mails out enough of these, maybe he'll get 30% of people like get panicky and send them a check, you know?
Yeah.
Not me. Not me, man.
No, not you, man. I hear you. Why don't you send them a thing back? Chase me. Catch me if you can. Why don't you send them that back?
Take me to court. For
$30. Yeah, take me to court.
Can you cut out letters from a magazine?
I could do that.
Take me to court. Catch me if you can. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, guys. I wish I was there with my friends Mike and Pat.
It's different.
It is, right? Yeah, we're getting through it. This was a fun show tonight.
Yeah, it was. But it's, you know, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, different vibe.
Don't have those post-show bullshit sessions.
Wait, did you just curse?
Oh, I said bull session. Remember what a bull session was?
I don't.
It's like an old thing. You just shoot the bull. That's not a curse, is it?
Ah.
You get it?
I gotcha.
It's an old-time. Right? It's like one of those old-timey expressions.
Shoot the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So I says to you, what's that song, the Kurt Vile song? Just play the part that mentions me, please.
I gotta load Jason's Spotify again.
Oh, this guy's spotty. You take the Imperial Drag off and put the song I want to hear on, please.
All right, it's gonna be a second because I had it queued before.
And just jump in a couple minutes into it. I just want to hear my name. That's where I'm at mentally. Just need to hear someone sing my name. Yeah, remember when you ruined this moment, Mike? You and Jell-O Man? Uh-huh. You took it away from me. You took it away. Go at 218. Go at 218.
Chinese rock and roll.
Jump into it. Slide it.
That's very funny. Rather very amusing as well.
No, I think we're coming up on it.
So kiss me with your mouth once more, girl in real life. The cheer of Tom Sharp.
Play that again. Can you play it again, please? You play just that part again.
King and I'm singing. The cheer of Tom Sharp Lane. The king and I'm singing it.
Play it one more time. You play it one more time. One more. That's it. One more and then we're done. One more time.
The cheer of Tom Sharp.
Yeah, look, I don't need to be cheered up. I am cheered up. You know what I say to all of you red bastards making my life a living nightmare? Uh-huh. I say to you, people like this show. People like it. Mm-hmm. I found out some dude likes a show who wrote a movie that I love so much. My head exploded when I found out. People like the show, and I like people who like the show.
What movie was it?
You seriously want to know?
Sure.
Did you see Good Time?
Good Time.
Yeah. You did, hold on. You didn't see Good Time yet, Mike?
No.
This is a movie. This is the most AP Mike movie on the planet right now.
Oh, I.
Holy moly. You are going. You have to see Good Time, please.
Is that the one by the guy from The Coup?
No, that's Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's on my.
That's
list.
Good too, but yeah. See, Good Time. Good Time is this is Good Time is like Mean Streets. It's like if there was a new Mean Streets.
Really?
Yes, you are not going. Just see it, Mike. Okay. I'm telling you.
It's still in the theaters?
No, it came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. On Netflix.
Or wherever it's available. I don't know. What do I look like? A search engine?
I did watch. Certain Women on your recommendation.
Did you like it?
I thought the middle section was a little too slow and didn't really go anywhere. But the final section was the best, I think.
Which one's the final section?
With the woman who's she trains the horses and she's going to those classes.
Yeah, with Lily Gladstone and Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most heartbreaking thing I ever saw in a movie.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, no, Certain Women is, look, if you watch these Kelly Reichardt movies, you get into, that's the pace that they operate at.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with the pace so much as, like, I like it to go somewhere. And I didn't think that Michelle Williams, sort of got what she was getting at there, but.
Sure.
It didn't.
It's fine,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, it's fine.
Yeah.
What do you want me to give you your money back? Just send me a bill. Send me bill, Mike, for the middle part of the movie. I'll give you 1/3 of your money back.
That's what I did. I Netflixed it.
Yeah, you got it through. What's your Netflix thing for the $12 a month?
Yeah,
I'll give you $4. Okay. Pat, give Mike $4 out of petty cash. I didn't tell Mike where the envelope is.
Okay, I meant to tell you.
You know where it is. Give him round it up. Give him $5.
I'll try. We are running low.
Oh,
I bought my own Coors Light. I couldn't go to the Kirkland, man.
The Kirkland's collectible. That Kirkland Light, they don't make that anymore. The Costco brand beer.
It's already out.
It went from being worthless to collectible. And like once they stopped making it because it's great that there's something that tastes like fruit and metal. I think that's a great combination for a beer.
it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say up here. Toronto, you got to tighten up with some of this food stuff, man. I'm telling you. I ate some peanut butter and jelly sandwich the other day, and it had a weird taste of, like, I thought it was fish. Uh-huh. Tighten it up. Or whoever's using spoons, clean spoons, huh? What are you trying to save money? Can't dirty a spoon up?
Speaking of food.
You got to take the tuna fish. You got to take the tuna fish spoon and stick it in the jelly jar? I almost threw up.
Speaking of food.
Yeah, what?
Did the iced tea controversy cross the border?
It didn't, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently he went on Twitter and claimed that he's never eaten a bagel. And everybody.
Oh, I saw some of that. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Good. Great. Good for him. Great. More. That's just what the world has been hinging on.
I thought you meant actual ice. Like the
play the thing again, the Pat. Drink. Play the Kurt Vile thing again, please.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
No.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Xanadu?
No, the Kurt Vile clip. Please, one more time.
Oh, okay.
Help me, please.
All right. I think I know where it is. Oh, I had it muted. Hold on. I think I should have done earlier today. Here we go.
Okay, I'm trying to cheer up. I am cheered up. I'm not sad. Look, am I where I want to be? No. But am I doing all right? Yeah, I am. All right, hey, mute that. Stop that, please. What do you do?
This is giving me an idea for me to expand my brand.
What?
I think this is giving me an idea to expand my brand. If there's a band out there who uses my name or AP Mike in a song,
God,
I will promote it for them.
Oh yeah, no, so you mean I will?
They call this creating synergy. I think is the term.
Yeah,
and we'll have
you're not you're going to make me promote it.
Hey, I've got 10,000 followers on Twitter. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not a.
Hey, your followers are questionable. I question your followers. There's some fishy followers there.
I don't weed them out. I accept all followers. Yes.
Yeah. No. I know. That's why your followers are all when they purge bots, Mike. How bad do you get hit?
I don't know. I haven't noticed a dip yet from the bots.
Okay, we'll track that sometime. Okay. Track it. All right. Now, Pat, go to the Kurt Vile record, bottle it in. I'm sure Dudio has that on his thing, the new one. Mm-hmm. Go 214 into the song Bass Ackwards and play that.
214?
Yeah.
Radio talking with a friend of mine.
Go back more. Go back to 210.
There was a no form. I was on the radio talking with a friend of mine. There was a no format because, well, we like it like that. He was out of his mind and I was way out of mine. Then everything went backwards with words coming out backwards. And I appreciate him to the utmost degree.
All right, that's good. That filled the void was plugged for a little bit. This Scotch tape will hold for a while. All right.
That's great.
In 60 seconds, play Xanadu. I'm going to start the clock, and I'm going to build up to Xanadu getting played. Here we go. All right, everybody. You listen to me. And say when it's 10 seconds. Say when it's 5 seconds, Pat, okay?
All right.
Starting now. All right. Hey, guys. It's Tom here. What's going on? Thanks for listening to the show. Now, I wish I was in New Jersey. I know you do, too. But we're doing what we can. I'm here. I'm working. I wish I was home, but I'm not home. But you know what? This is what we do. We make it happen, and I'm trying to make it happen, and I'm keeping it going, and we're keeping the show going, and you're listening, and I appreciate we did the Tom Can't Complain thing. What did we make? 10, 100, 200, 300, 400, 450. I'm doubling it. Let's double it and round it up to $1,000. Boom. Wow. How about that? Goes to the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. You know what? Because that's what the best show does. You give, I give. This is not a one-way street like these other rinky-dink podcasts, like that Dungeons & Dragons one that guy was promoting sneakily, thought he was promoting Spencer's, what was it called, Cheapo Dwarf House, we call that now. No, we're doing our thing. We're trying. I'll be back soon. It'll all be back to normal. But you know what? Us in this weird version of the show still beats everybody else 10 times out of 10. You can't stop this. I'm coming back. And I miss you. I miss my wife. I miss my dog. I will be home soon. I'm trying. We're getting through this. It's nice up here. It's the best job I ever had. But I still want to be home. So I'll be home soon. Thanks for listening. And go to apmike.bandcamp.com. Check that out. Go to patreon.com/thebestshow. And we make it happen. And thank you to Pat for helping tonight. And thank you to Mike for helping tonight. And everybody who called in, I appreciate all of it. And we will be back. I think I'll be back next week. Let's see about that. I'm trying. Let's do it. How much more time?
You have 5 seconds now.
5 seconds. So I say to you, good night, goodbye, and see you soon.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's
happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.